Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shels and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shels and Nutty M, this is their podcast tune. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shels. Was your ginger girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine. And loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG, Mac, drama, brick squad, mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gigs in 6 minutes. Malik, show got a criminal. NDB, RIP, strap, match, strap, young Tay, LOE, cartel, RIP, Gata. Code Red, the villain, TV, 96FG, honey, blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the very special 1 year edition of Sideways with Shels and Matty M. What's up, Matty M? Happy anniversary, baby.
Yeah, no doubt, baby girl. Yo, I didn't think we'd make it past 2 weeks, man. A year? That's crazy. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of us.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it? First of all, let me put this out there. Anybody that I got a phone call that I left somebody off the flyer, and I promise you it was not done purposefully.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, like I use this flyer app, right? And I literally did it 12 times, and
I know
it kept erasing when I would hit save. And then, of course, I was talking to Sin City Cairo, and right after I got to phone with him, Maddie M said the same thing. They were like, screenshot it. I was like, oh my God, I feel like an idiot. So then I had to redo the whole thing again. But it definitely was not on purpose. And everybody knows that, I hope they know that we truly appreciate all the artists that have been on this past year.
No doubt.
All the listeners.
No doubt.
Yeah. It's been great. It's been quite an experience, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
But,
honestly, I've had a blast.
But I got to say, happy hump day.
Yay, yay.
All right, well, let's get to it. Let's, without further ado, do the fuck up of the week with Fuck It Up. And let's bring him on. What's up, Fuck It Up? Happy anniversary, baby.
Milton.
Yo. Good afternoon. Good evening. Maddie Matt, good evening. Happy Friday, or excuse me, happy Wednesday. You know,
well,
how you guys
like
doing?
It feels like Friday today, man.
No, it feels.
Yo, man, fantastic. Yeah. Well, man,
exactly,
it's a celebration
right
today, dog. Celebration,
that's what I'm talking
man
about. Yes. Today, this is the day. You know, to all the listeners, we appreciate you guys. Maddie Matt, appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, love.
Love you.
Shels, appreciate you, too. Love. Love you guys so much. And happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you guys, to everyone,
yes,
as well. This is Sideways Fuck Up of the Week. First headline, Swiftie swarmed a restaurant to catch a glimpse of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to be scarecrows dressed like them. Second headline.
Wait, repeat that. You broke that. What?
Okay. First headline, Swifties swarmed a restaurant to catch a glimpse of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. But it turned out to be.
Oh,
Yo, you cutting in and out, homie.
Can you hear me?
No.
It turned out to be
It turned out to be scarecrows dressed like that, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. It's okay. Like a mall, too.
No, no, I can repeat it now. Can you hear me, Shell?
Nah, we got
it.
I told it.
All right,
go ahead. Headline. Wisconsin woman wakes up to find stranger drinking expensive IPA out her refrigerator. Man arrested. Third headline. Yeah.
Wow.
Third headline. This is out of Indiana. So you guys out there, watch out. You know, lock those doors so people don't be drinking and eating your food while you're sleeping.
Oh, I'd be pissed, dog. So my booze? Shit.
That part.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Last and final headline. Man spikes his goodbye cake at work with laxatives, chaos and shoes as people shit everywhere. This is fuck it up. Fuck it up.
Yo, I told you to bring
good
ones, man, and you did, bro. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know how we do it.
All right.
You know how we do it.
Well, we appreciate you.
Fuck
it
up.
Go smoke. Do what you do. We love you.
I'm going to get high.
Thanks,
yeah. Everybody that's on the show right now, it's time to light up and drink or sit back, relax, if you don't
vodka,
do anything,
baby.
And just enjoy. It's going to be a great show. We have so many callers, so we're going to get to our first caller right off the bat, our first artist, I'm sorry. This is Hair Tria. Let's bring him on. Hello. Hair Tria.
Hello.
What up, baby?
What up? How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, no problem, man. Thank you guys for having me, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for being a part of Sideways. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know. Always proud to be. I was just in the studio with my director of operations of Rise Productions here, Snake Eyes. Can he pop out and say what's up for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
All right.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Who is this?
I'm Snake Eyes. I'm Director of Operations and an MC for Rios Productions.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to the Sideways Show, man. It's our anniversary, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, for sure. Nice to meet you.
Sorry, his throat's sore. He's been doing sessions all day, but he's sitting there trying to tell you, thank you, but he just his voice is raspy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, cause we're doing a song for his mom right now, man. His mom, she's got breast cancer and stuff, so.
We're
trying to gain a sponsorship for people with breast cancer awareness, things like that, to try to, create awareness for it, things like that.
My mom had that.
Less bat, what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a firm supporter of cancer awareness, just so everybody knows, I call it a cancer survivor fighter because I've got over one hump, so I'm still, fighting my battles. But I wish, the best for his mom and for everybody out there that's fighting any battle. Tonight we have a lot of artists that's going to be coming on, and I really want to talk about your song that we're getting ready to listen to. Tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Well, I'm the Hair Tria. I'm originally from Detroit, but right now I live in Southern Indiana, and this song is a remix to "Shots on Me," and it features Snoop Dogg and me. So
I've been waiting for this track, man.
Man, I know, man. Everybody has, man. I get people in my inbox, people text me on shit, all kinds of shit. Be like, hey, man, when you dropping that Snoop track? I'm like, bro, hold up. There's a lot of, licensing and all that stuff, you got clear before.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man, I think I only had that track maybe 20 minutes. I was in the studio laying the verse, bro.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
no doubt,
you know, I was on it. I just had to wait for everything else to, you know. But I got to give a shout-out to my homeboy, Contretto Dell, because he's the one that, you know, he hooked me up with that, man. So he threw it to me, man, you know. Just threw it to
so
me.
So is it safe to say that this is a premiere then? Have you played this? Is this released yet or what?
Okay, so I did just release the release it through Distro. So it should be on streaming platforms by Monday by the latest. So just keep checking Spotify, YouTube, whatever, you know, Deezer.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
All right, you heard it here first. Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be played here first. That's for sure. So, and I appreciate y'all playing it, too.
Hey, man, thanks for coming on, bro. Good memories with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. So, what was the name of the song again?
It's called Shots on Me.
Okay.
It's a good song. It's a good song. It's got a dope beat. That hook is like shots on me. You know? Just play it.
I'm going to play it. Just remember it. To all the artists out there that are coming on the show or anybody, once we put the song on, mute up and then unmute after we come back. And here we go. Hair Trigger,
yeah,
Shots on Me. Let's get it.
Yup. Let's go, ride that wave, tell me where to go, on my way, make that bend, shots on me, little mama, what up?
Yeah, what we doing out there?
What up?
Yeah, what we doing out there?
What up?
Yeah, what we doing out there?
What up?
Yeah, what we doing?
Shots on me.
We're high.
Shawty, let me talk to you, show you who I be. Yeah, you hashtags are riding with me. I go Snoopy or Double G, Big Mac. We say hi all the time. That Contretto spell keeps busting me. Trippers on blast, never need a sheet. Dance like that, ooh wee. She got me shot. Swing, bitch, let's go, ride that wave, tell me where to go, on my way, make that bend, shots on me, little mama, what up?
Yeah, what we doing out there?
What up?
Yeah, what we doing out there?
What up?
Just lax and chill, black Mac in the Lacksonville with 20 kills. More added, more patty, special sauce, more cheese, more V's, shipping these zones like cheese. Then a nigga got more cheese, more V's, and saying shit niggas wouldn't believe. Oh nigga, please, I'm taking a chance. And then a nigga fell in love with a go-go dancer. So live it and give it all you got. Hold your ground, keep your faith and stay high. Keep your faith and hold your ground. Stay high. What else can I say? Hey. Just relax and chill.
Shop, shoot. This that swing. Bitch, let go. Ride that wave. Tell me where to go. On my way. Make that bend. Shops on me. Little mama, what up?
Yeah, what we doing out there?
What up?
Yeah, what we doing out there?
What up?
Yeah, what we doing out there?
What up?
Yeah, what we doing?
Shops on me.
Yo,
okay,
congratulations,
that's
homie.
It. That's a hit.
Right? Thank you.
God damn.
Yo, right? Yo, I've been waiting for a minute to put that out, too. I'm
shit,
this is going to be right now. I'm like, yeah. Not yet. I'm like, all right.
There you go.
Yeah,
man, that's
a
fire.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, yeah,
thank
I definitely
you so
worked hard
for
on
that,
it.
Bringing that on, yeah, for real. That's dope.
Yeah.
No problem, you know. I mean, shit, you know, y'all been there for me and, you know, y'all have always, you know, supported me and that's what it's about, man. You know, that love there, you know. This is a huge milestone in my career and, you know, I'm just very blessed to have the opportunity, you know?
No, you killed it, bro. And honestly, I think you did better than Snoop, man.
Damn, that's wow, bro. Thank you.
I can say that. I think you both did really well. That's what I'm going to say, like, amazing. Though. I think you won.
Yeah, he wasn't saying
that. That's
pretty
amazing to say so.
I perform better, which I appreciate, man. That means a lot to me, dude. Like,
I only say what I believe in.
Right. Ain't got to keep it real, man. But then, hey, man, there's others that might not believe you. You know what I mean? They might think, God, man, that shit was trash, man. Snoop did it, you know? Snoop killed it, you know? You never know, you know? Everybody has their own opinion.
Hey, I've been in this business
Nobody
a long
has
time.
Opinions are like noses.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Well, listen, Hair Trigger, tell everybody your social media information. I love talking to you, and we're definitely going to have you on another show. We appreciate you supporting us. We just got a lot of artists tonight, so give everybody your social media information.
Yeah, just follow me. It's Hair Trigger, HARETRIGGA. You can Google me. That's the quickest way to find me. You can find me on all platforms. From TikTok to Facebook to IG, all that. And just go ahead and, you know, just hit me up. I love to hear from my fans. And, you know, it's what keeps me going, man, for real. Y'all don't even know how much I you know, really appreciate each and every one of my fans, for real.
All right, bro. Thanks for coming on,
man. We appreciate you,
man.
Thank you so much.
Hey, y'all take it easy, all right?
All right. You too, man.
One love.
Yep.
All right. So we're off to a good start. So let's go on to our next. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? I'm excited about the show, man. I'm telling you, everybody's bringing up the stats, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's go to our next artist. It's The Messenger. What's up, It's The Messenger?
What's going on, Maddie?
How you been?
Man, I'm great, bro. I can't complain, man.
That's
yeah,
good, man.
Huh?
So tell
still
everybody.
Grinding, baby?
Oh, man, he grinds.
Yeah.
You don't have IG, so you
man,
don't see
listen,
him as much.
Listen, bro, if you had IG, bro, you'd see me. Or IG or TikTok, man, you see I'm posting something every day consistently, man.
I feel you.
Yeah.
That's good, man. That's good.
So tell everybody a little bit about you and about the song we're going to be listening to.
All right. So me, I am a multifaceted artist. I sing, I rap, I engineer, I songwrite. I do it all. And even if you pay attention and you ever watch one of my music videos, you see that there's some acting in my music videos, and all of those are improv. There is no script. So I'm blessed to be blessed with this talent and talent of multiple talents that turns into multiple avenues. And the song that we're going to be listening to tonight is my latest single that I just released. I released a few months ago. It's called Floating.
Yeah. And let me tell you, Maddie, I don't want you to think that I told him he had to play this song because
No, you love this track, girl. You love this track.
Nah, she was like, I you already know what song I want you to send, and I had told her, I was like, I was already sending that song before you even said that. Like, this is the song, like, you know what I'm saying, y'all heard Drunk. Drunk was like, you know, my smash to like let everybody know, like, okay, this is what he's really about. And then when I made Floating,
yeah,
everybody was like, okay, we need to really pay more attention to who the messenger really is.
Yeah, you switched it up, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're definitely a versatile boy, that's for sure, man.
Yeah, bro. Appreciate it.
You're one of my favorite artists, actually, man. Real talk.
Oh, man, that's my favorite, man. I appreciate it. So real quick crazy story. So like my wife's high school team just won the state championship, right? Tonight.
Congratulations.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
And on Friday, a few people from the city reached out and was like, hey, we've been trying to find an artist or whatever producers that can make a theme song for the city about trying to get to the champion, win the championship. I made the song, released it on Sunday. Man, it's going crazy right now because they just won a championship.
Yeah, that's dope, man. That's good.
So now the mayor of the city reached out because they're going to put together like a championship celebration and he wants me to come perform the song.
Oh, that's cool,
man. That's dope. That's a far cry from a one red light town, isn't it?
Listen, my town is a two red light town. My wife's city.
I'm sorry. My bad.
My wife's city is the city next to mine. Her city is big. It's huge. Multiple red lights.
Yo, keep on moving up, baby. I like that. Yeah, man. Every time I receive track, I get 10 more red lights.
Yeah, man. But love it. But man, I just miss doing a lot of things to just stay creative. Shelly, I don't know if you saw the video. I wrote a song for my son for his 14th.
Yes.
He asked me to write a song for him for his 14th birthday.
That was one of sweetest songs, for real. And I bet it's blown up.
It's blowing up. Like, I dedicated that song to him. And I'm actually going to release that song on my next project, too.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this real quick because, you know, I say it every episode. But, you know, that music is that man understanding, soul-inspired communication. And you've always got that soul in your music, messenger. So, yeah.
Yep.
I greatly appreciate it.
So without further ado, everybody, let's get to his song. It's The Messenger. This is called Floating. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Floating on cloud now, yeah. Feeling too high, can't even must come down, yeah.
That's 100 points.
Who that is?
It's The Messenger.
They say I'm floating. Floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now. Can't even must come down. I live in the sky now. This is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now. Such a beautiful sight now. Floating. I'm floating.
They say I'm floating.
Too hot, might be smoking.
Smoking.
Double back with the potion.
Ocean.
Too smooth, baby lotion.
Ocean.
I just move with the motion.
Ocean.
La mama wetter than an ocean.
Ocean.
Told her jump a bone in.
Yeah.
Cause I'm the golden woman, I'm chosen. 24 Kobe.
Yeah.
They say I'm the man,
yeah.
Cool me down, I need a fan, yeah. Been overloading like span mail.
Yeah.
And I'm too country like a fan mail. The game has been missing this real rap.
Yeah.
I live what I say, this is real fact. And nothing changed with my address. I've been piercing Georgia since Craigslist.
Tell them I want it, I'm hungry, I need it.
This is my year, man, and this is my season.
Y'all say this a ghetto gospel, y'all been preaching.
But I just been sitting back like a deacon.
I cannot let you lie no longer.
It's about to get hotter than a chin sauna.
Cause I'm about my bread and my cream last through.
You supported me, stop lying, I never knew ya.
They say I'm floating.
Floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now. Can't even must come down. I live in the sky now. This is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now. Such a beautiful sight now.
Floating.
I'm floating. Floating on them like a hoverboard from a small city with a lot of heart. Nothing but oak trees and back roads. And everybody in the hood talk slow. I'm on now, in my zone now. But I still show the hood love. On the roads now, I'm doing shows now. But I still throw my hood up. My son tell people my daddy's a star. So I stay charged up like electrical car. I remember stunting in that green Honda. Now I'm floating in something that's going
when I came along with my brother.
Yeah,
better than we used to be.
When I came a long way from the all white tees and a pair of Jabot jeans.
That right.
Now when I go in the store, I can get what I want. No, I'm not bragging, I'm blessing, I know. My life could have turned out a different way. When I open my eyes, I'm giving them thanks. Lord, take your pen and you can quote this. I'm the hottest and I know it. You watching the game while it's low, but I got the cold. They say I'm floating, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, KNE must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating, 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 I'm floating.
Classic, classic track.
One of my favorite songs.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
she loves
sure,
that
sure.
shit, dog. And I caught myself.
And
I made sure I had mute on because I was singing to it, man. I was singing to
right.
it. I love the end of
Floating. I love that song, man. So, listen, I'm not the only one that loves it, just to let you know. One of my friends is listening to us online right now, named Hog, and he said that he liked it, too. So,
oh, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So,
tell everybody your
social media information, man.
Yeah, y'all can follow me on all social media outlets. It's the Messenger. That's ITZ, the Messenger. And if you want to Google at It's the Messenger, you can Google It's the Messenger as well. But my artist name is the Messenger, and all the music that you heard tonight is on all streaming platforms.
Yeah. And I'm telling you something, y'all. Every one of these artists are active. They're putting out new stuff all the time. And you just got, if you get a chance, go to his IG and listen to the song he made for his son, because it's a dope song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I made a song for my son called Blood Never Matters. I fell in love with my son's mother at six, when he was 6 months in the womb, and we've been married for 12 years now. So, yeah.
Yo, congrats, man. That's longer than all three of my marriages together. Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, we've been married for 12 years now, and now we have a beautiful 6-year-old daughter together.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say we share that. I didn't know that, but we share that because my oldest son was born 3 months early. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. So... that's quite a challenge when you go through that. People don't know.
My son was the miracle baby. He was born, I want to say like 3 weeks to a month early, but the doctor had a dream that the baby didn't live, and he called my wife's mom, and then brought her to the doctor for a checkup. He did an ultrasound, couldn't hear my son's heartbeat, rushed her to the hospital. They did an emergency C-section. He did the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck twice.
Crazy.
And that
That's
was
crazy.
Based on. And he brought her. She didn't have an appointment that day. That was based off of a dream. That was based off of a dream.
Damn.
Wow.
The blessing behind that is the same doctor that delivered me and my little sister.
Oh, wow.
Delivered my son. So he's been living for a long time.
Yep.
That's awesome. So, yeah, that's why I'm the messenger. Everything I do has a message to it.
For sure. And we appreciate you, man. And definitely, you know, I'm sure we'll have you back on because I know you're going to have all kinds of releases. So
listen, My album is releasing next month. It's called The Art of Versatility. It's going to be a mixture of R&B, hip-hop, country, and a little bit of pop in there, too, and some Southern soul. So it's called The Art of Versatility for a reason. I'm giving you the reason why the art of being versatile is so amazing.
Okay, so we got a plan. You're coming on the show the week or whatever, the day, whatever, you know, whatever Wednesday is before you release to come on and, mm-hmm. and promote it, man. You know we
got
a lot of people, dog. Yeah.
Yeah,
most
love
definitely.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Oh, yeah. You already know, and I'm going to make sure y'all get the EPK with the album cover art and all the links and everything.
Gotcha.
All right. Hey, I'm sorry about, like I said, I'm sorry about the flyer being a little bit late, but, you know, everybody.
Oh, it's all good.
Saying they were coming and they weren't coming, it was crazy. And then flyer maker, but yeah. So, but yeah, send me that stuff. You're good about sending it. Send it early and I'll promote it for sure.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
thanks for coming
on,
my brother.
I hope you stick around. Yeah, I hope you stick around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to stick around.
Good deal, good deal. And listen, to all the artists out there, if there's anybody that you hear tonight that you would like to collab with or speak to, you can get in touch with myself or Maddie, and we can get in touch with them, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, most definitely made that happen. Everything y'all everything y'all heard tonight, I'm in my studio right now, so listen, let's work.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And if y'all in the Christmas spirit, go listen to my Christmas album called My Christmas Letter by The Messenger.
Dope.
Will do. Did you have a good Veterans Day? I have to ask you that real quick.
I had a
Even
great Veterans
not,
Day.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you for your service, always.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your support. All right, man, I'm going to be tapping in for the rest of the show.
All right. We appreciate you.
All right.
Yeah,
peace.
No doubt. One.
All right. I love that song, man.
Yeah.
All right. So next we have got Jay Cash. We're going to bring him on real quick. Jay Cash, you there?
This is the infamous GMG squad known as the Money Gang. You tuning in to the CEO.
What up, homie? How you been?
I've been pretty good. How you doing, my boy?
Oh, man, we on cloud nine tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm just smoking. Actually, I'm smoking right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to roll up before, but I'm going to during one of these songs. I know that.
Yeah, poor show.
So tell everybody about you and about your song.
So this song that you're about to be listening to here in a second is called Fighting This Case. It's the latest song that I dropped on all streaming platforms last Sunday, the Sunday that just passed. And, I mean, you know, the song kind of speaks for itself. It's about a song that it's the first song that I wrote when I got out of jail a few years back. So, you know what I'm saying, it's my first day out released, so I named it Fighting This Case.
Mm-hmm.
Just tells my story about when I was in there and I had no one but myself, you know. A lot of people could wait for that one, so.
Yeah, nice.
All right. So, and what was the name of it again?
It's called Fighting This.
You keep cutting out, man.
It's called Fighting This Case.
Case.
Fighting This Case, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I sent it to your email.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I already got it. I'm getting ready to play it. I'm that fast, Jay Cash. I've got a lot better over the years.
Sounds good.
Remember to mute up, all right? So this is Jay Cash. Welcome, everybody. Fighting This Case. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it.
Slam on the beat. Hey, dude.
I've been fighting this case. You never know what your fate like. Hit me in my face, pray for brighter days. I've been fighting this case. I ain't got weight, see, now I know who to trust. This bitch truly crazy, I don't know who to love. I was fucking on her friend, now she think I'm the one. Little bitch, you really played yourself cause I'm done. As soon as I made bail, I got focus on this cash, I'm in the streets with it. Just let me know if you need a bag. I was down bad, trying to get some money out of ass. I ain't a pimp, I'm a hustler, motivated from debt. I'm a real money kid, I ain't gonna settle for no sloppy seconds. Got jammed up, read my rights, and then they took my weapon. It comes with the price, but it changed me, something about the lesson. One thing I know, life is crazy, you better catch a blessing. Catch a blessing, catch a blessing, catch a blessing. I've been fighting this case. You never know what your fate like. Hit me in my face, pray for brighter days. I've been fighting this case.
Treat
me like I'm stupid, I was playing the part. I ain't call me goofy, holding what it was from the start. I should expose those silly ass, but I'll just keep it in the dark. What we do is between us, I was just making you a star. I ain't focused on no pussy, I'm really fighting the case. Pull my shit, it changed when I got stuck in the cage. They were speaking on my name, but it did nothing to the fame. I'm in the streets with it, just let me know if you need my fate. Look into my eyes, see blue flames, heart filled with rage. Demons on my mind, cause the pain, but I just look the other way. They catch me with a thing, and the feds know who I am. I gotta watch what I say.
Bro, man, the song gang. Ain't nobody changing my face. And I'm today, day, that's on day. But the devil been in my face. I've been fighting this case. You never know what your fate like. Hit me in my face, pray for brighter days. I've been fighting this case, yeah.
Yo, I'm feeling that track, bro. I like the way you, man, you laced it nice. I like when you sing too, bro. Yeah, I like when you sing. You got a good singing voice, man.
I really appreciate that, my guy. For real, put a lot of heart and soul into that song.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, it was tough times going through that song.
Yeah, I'll bet, man.
So tell everybody about you, J Cash, and how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can find me on all social media platforms under J Cash Merkham. That's capital J, K A S H, capital M U R K U M. All social media platforms and all streaming platforms. I'm under J Cash Merkham. I'm the only one.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta have you back, bro. Pretty soon, we gotta get you back on.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's always a good interview with you, man. It's always a good time.
Yeah, same. Likewise. I actually just, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna get in contact with you pretty soon. I just got your information, so I plan on getting in touch with you.
No doubt.
Well, Jay Cash, we appreciate you coming on. I know that you do a lot of collabs with people and that you're very busy. And, you know, I hope you stick around and listen to the rest of the show.
Yeah, I definitely will stick around for, you know what I'm saying, the next hour at least.
All right.
All right, man, like you said, keep in touch, man. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll holler at you soon.
Cool.
All right. Much love, man.
All right, go.
Okay, so you want to hear a crazy thing that just happened, Maddie?
What?
Like,
crazy good or crazy bad?
It's just kind of crazy. Half of the people that were on the switchboard just dropped off. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No, I'm not on the switchboard right now. I thought I let you do
the show. Well, there might have been like a glitch or something going on.
Well, I just put some up on Twitter for the show, and there was like a glitch with our slideshow. So who knows if Topstar or whatever, if Blog Talk's going through some shit. But I hope not, man. This is our show. I'll be pissed if you mess this one up.
Yeah. Listen, y'all, that's one thing. You got to roll with the punches in life. You know what I'm saying? You just got to take them and do what you do. So what I'm going to do real quick then, wow, everybody's jumping back in, is I'm gonna do a song real quick. One second here. Let me pull it up. Because, you know, Hog's listening, so I'm going to go ahead and play. We're going to do a Sideways Rewind here, and I'm going to play Riding with Hog and Spook. Get it, guys.
Let's get it.
Yeah. They done opened Pandora's box. Hog and Spook. Xenova Kane.
Up cause I'm doing me. Crippin' nigga fly got 4AGC. Ask out nigga, that's where it went down. If you wasn't on the side, you niggas was allowed. Pocket check nigga, bangin' on niggas. Had niggas running down, ask how we fly crippin'. Ask them clown niggas how they lead taste. Still slow by the me, start crippin' it, man.
Blue rag, left pocket hoppin' down the eight. About to get my ass whooped cause I'm going home late. Lil' low with my foot on the enemy stroke. Come about to start a jacket or I'm about to trip rope. Bullet fragments in my body set off metal detector. Make a dollar in my set, I'm acting like a tackle after hitting up on the walls to let the enemy know that we some playboy hustle for trippin' ass niggas trying to go.
Nigga, we ride, flying, dipping, tripping, all blue cups, headed on the mission. We loaded, over, 40 rounds of mother, get them sipping, we flying after taking to the
nigga. We ride, flying, dipping, tripping, all blue cups, headed on the mission.
We loaded, over, 40 rounds of mother, get them sipping, we flying after taking to the hideout.
Big kids better known as the Nova. Riding through the hood in the powder blue Rover. Game over when you fucking with this hood. Start attacking some attitude and hopping out of old shoes. I've been from the set. Little nigga, who's you? Talking that funny shit that gets you battered and bruised. I'm bad news, blues, cool hood nigga. Original LC, it's what I do, nigga. Big troops on the passenger side. We're hard driving, no pains in the backseat. Loading up the heat. It's going down, I got the call to hit my dog. Picking up out the dark and flying through the dark. Fucking mama's on the set, it's a suicide mission. And if the pins get behind us, my nigga, just keep dripping. It's either us or the demons and fuck the consequences. Up on the east side neighborhood, the
nigga, we ride, flying, dipping, tripping. All blue trucks, cuz headed on the mission.
We loaded, over, 40 rounds of mother. Catch them sipping when we flying out the nigga to the high.
You know, I like a lot of songs. That's a problem. You should see my playlist.
I've heard that
man.
For a minute.
I know. I play it a lot.
Yeah.
I play it a lot. Hog, I play it a lot, man. I know you're listening. I play that song a lot. All right. So, let's see here. You know, I'm waiting on for their callers to come back. I hope they can call in. That's a little nuts. So I know we got more people coming on here in a few. You know, because I spaced everybody out so there was enough time.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do then, while we're waiting for everything to come back up, is I'm going to bring. Yeah, that's crazy. Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play I'm going to play a song that was on exclusive for us on a guest we had last week, or not last week, I'm sorry, a few weeks ago, and that was, his name was Dayon. They did an exclusive, right? Yeah. And, this is called, you can't get this yet, it's not out yet, but this is a Sideways exclusive featuring Dayon, D-A-I-Y-O-N, called Fuck It Up. Kind of like what's going on with us right now. All right, let's get it.
Yeah.
Nah, this ain't what you think, nigga. Yeah, you know we came to play, nigga. Taking bottles to the face, nigga. We throw that money, let it waste, nigga. Man, I'm fucking up the scene. Came up in the freshest, then that boy didn't miss the clean. Used to play the bitch, now I'm starting for the team. I had dreams of getting money way long, like Yao Ming. Posted with my clique, this shit is fatal. Standing on your couch like we the mayor. Look at all these chicks, you see the flavors. About to fuck it all right now and then later. Nah, this ain't what you think, nigga. Yeah, you know we came to play, nigga. Taking bottles to the face, nigga. We throw that money, let it waste, nigga. We be fucking up the scene, huh? We be fucking up the scene. We be fucking up the scene, huh? We be fucking up the scene. Feeling myself, way I came up in it, I'm the same when I left. Macho Randy Savage, I'm the man when I flex. All that flagrant ass shit, man, you bound to catch a tag. Look at the haters, look at the haters. All these lights that's flashing around us feel like Las Vegas. If you thought that this would stop, it ain't no ultimatum. Man, you know we from the block and plus we run the table. Nigga, you ain't know. Nah, this ain't what you think, nigga. Yeah, you know we came to play, nigga. Taking bottles to the face, nigga. We throw that money, let it waste, nigga. We be fucking up the scene, huh? We be fucking up the scene. We be fucking up the scene, huh? We be fucking up the scene. Look here, mama, I don't mean no harm. But you got a fat ass, I can't see your thumb. Type of chick that make these niggas pull out all they ones. Let it rain on the fucking, let it thunderstorm. We on one up in this bitch. Yeah, we got it popping like we brought a gun in here. You see all these options, anything you want is here. Yeah, you know we fuck it up and then we headed out the rear. Nah, this ain't what you think, nigga. Yeah, you know we came to play, nigga. Taking bottles to the face, nigga. We throw that money, let it waste, nigga. We be fucking up the scene, huh? We be fucking up the scene. We be fucking up the scene, huh? We be fucking up the scene.
All right, that was Dayon. Fuck It Up. That was an exclusive, and y'all will be seeing this come out pretty soon. There will be a contest. I can't even get the words out. I haven't even smoked yet. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem.
I will be smoking in a minute, though, but that was Dayon Fuck It Up, and there will be a contest on that. When they do release it, there'll be a dance contest, and they're also I think going to do a contest for the where you all heard the instrumental at the end, for the best verse from an artist to go on there as well. So, all right, so I'm going to throw this in there, and we've got some of the artists back, and then so we're going to keep going. But I got to tell you, somebody just said happy anniversary, and I got to say, nice. Guys, this is the only anniversary that I'll be having because it won't be marriage again, I promise you. So,
true that.
Maddie, happy anniversary, baby. You're my baby.
Yeah, you too, baby girl.
Yeah. I know. All right, so next we have got an artist named Rapstar. Let's bring him on here. What's up, Rapstar?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
Good?
What's poppin'? Happy anniversary. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Pat yourselves on the back. Y'all did a very good job. Very good job indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate you, man.
No problem. I just had to slide through to see what was up with y'all, man. This is a very special moment for y'all. This is a milestone in every radio publication's career. When they reach a milestone each year and they keep going and they keep going and they keep going and they don't stop and they elevate. And that's what y'all doing. Y'all elevating and y'all getting good artists on the show that really deserve their play. So I appreciate
Shells,
y'all.
I love this dude, man. We had a good interview last week, man. I just love it. He's got, like, he's down to earth. Like, he'll tell you if you're fucked, you know what I mean? And the thing is, he's got such a good outlook, man. I really enjoy, like, talking to you, Rapstar, man. Real talk. So I'm glad you're part of our
anniversary,
because it's only fitting.
I appreciate you. I'm sorry that I'm disconnected, man. Oh, no problem. I enjoy being on the show anyway. Yeah, I always every interview I always try to spread some positivity out there, you know, because I do it within my music and everything. So I'm all about positivity. I'm all about unity. I say this to every radio publication that I say, yo, y'all are the next Angie Martinez. Y'all are the next Big Boy. Y'all the next K Slay. Y'all the next Clue. Y'all the next Envy, y'all the next Charlamagne, y'all the next Miss Info, you know, we the next J's, Jiggers, X, you know, Pac, Snoop, Fifth, we the next generation of legends coming up, and so are y'all with the things that y'all do, and as an artist,
man.
I appreciate y'all.
See that, thank you.
I want your vitamins, dude. We appreciate you for real, for real. So, you know, since you slid through, we're going to play one of your songs, and then we're going to – I hope you stay around a little bit because we're going to have Swerve on next. But so you didn't send in a new one because you were coming through. So tell me –
You know what?
Yo,
I want to play the new joint. Since Shelly wasn't here the last
people,
time.
Right? Yeah.
Indigenous Nation. This is Indigenous Nation. Rapstar, you know, produced by Mac Beats. Shout out to the boy for producing. He did an amazing job on that. Shout out to all the producers and the engineers and the people who mix and master and make the song actually come to life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this is my gift to y'all.
Yeah. Another Sideways premiere, man. We premiered it last week. And shit ain't even out yet. So, yeah. And I love this track, man. And I'm glad Shelly's here now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am too, man. All right. Well, let's do this then. Without further ado, this is Rapstar, Indigenous Nation. Let's get it.
Yes.
I'ma show you MCs how to rock a mic. Up jumps a boogie, oh, you jump to me. You are now rocking with the Seminole Chief. Tainos, I be in me, hit that. Bold equal out of house, loose, I bet. Still loose to the ones in the red light. Therapy to music, get your head right. You know this the hit. Rock your hips like they're doing fresh prints. Jump on it, you know this the heat. Rocky hits like they're doing Fresh Prince.
Appreciate that. That's my baby. And the crazy thing is, y'all the only people who got that release. I don't know that, right?
Yeah.
Y'all the only that got that release out there.
Hey, we appreciate
that's how much I rock
that, Rockstar. You know what? We appreciate that, man. And I think that also says a lot about who we are too, as people, because you bring it to us because you know us, man. You know who we are, how we rock.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
I was giving y'all some of that. You know that you know old school, new school. You know blend. You know so. You know this is something that I think is up the scale as my first song that I actually professionally recorded, Power to My People. It's like a prequel to that. You know, I'm also doing, you know, others because I'm mixed with, of course, you know, African, indigenous, and a little bit of the quote-unquote Latin blood in me. So I like to incorporate all of that stuff within me, within my raps, because, you know, that's just what I am. And I'm kind of a historian, too, not only just within hip-hop, but when I was in college, I specialized in African-American, Latino, and Native American studies. So it was like every course I was taking was just another history class. So I try to, you know, give that positive, you know, output within the music, because since I'm a 90s baby, I got a big-ass chain right now that says 90s baby on it. And being that I am a 90s baby, a bona fide 90s baby, I mean 91 baby, you know, I grew up in that area where, you know, it was okay to, you know, rep who you are as far as, you know, your ethnicity, as far as like the black and brown community. And they gave that essence back. Like the 90s was like a recreation of the 70s. You know, I don't know if people, you know, realized how Afrocentric it was back then. Just watching like Reading Rainbow and him, LeVar Burton, talk about different books. And I remember he had a book and it had like a whole segment of the indigenous population of the Americas, you know, and being that I am a part of, you know, that bloodline, I would like to give that projection rather than books, but the audio and the visual as well.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, congratulations on that song, man, because I rock with it for sure.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you for stopping by, man. I hope you stay on, you know.
I'm gonna try to stay on. I actually got to call another radio station. Shout out to Mimi Mala from Peace on the Streets Radio. It's her birthday today, and she's actually the first radio station that I actually traveled to a different city and actually had a sit down videotape, interview,
cool.
And she played my joint. So I got to go over there and see what's up.
Yeah, you got
to
give her
her
flowers, man, for sure.
Yeah, tell her happy birthday from
happy
Sideways,
birthday.
Man.
I appreciate
that,
and I will.
Happy birthday from Sideways. Tell them that again.
Yep, mm-hmm. Thank you. I definitely will tell her that as soon as I click in. But y'all have a good night. Y'all enjoy your anniversary. Y'all's doing a dope thing for artists, man, for real.
Yeah, I love you, man. Take care of yourself.
Take care.
You too, man.
All right.
One.
Okay. All right. Yeah, one thing about it, man, we do have a lot of dope artists on here.
Oh, yeah.
That is for sure. Speaking of dope artists, let's bring on Mr. CEO Swerve.
Damn.
What's up?
Oh, it's been a long time, bro. How you been?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm still here, man, doing what I do. Preaching what I'm preaching, man.
Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Maddie don't know what happened over the past week. I hadn't told him about it, so you gotta tell him what happened.
Yeah, my page got hacked, bro. basically, it got hacked and then somebody put Rest in Peace Swerve on there and had my family, friends, everybody on a frenzy, because nobody really, could get with me, I guess, at the time, so it was like, oh, shit, what's going on? But then, my daughters, they were able to really check in, I answered the call immediately when it's them, and they let everybody know it was a hacker, and I had to go through the process through Meta and get my damn page back, but it's crazy.
They said you were dead?
Yeah, they
put
the rest of the piece up there.
That's fucked up, bro.
I messaged the girl first, and then I was like, nah, fuck that, I'm calling. I don't call all the time, so.
Right. Yeah. Nah, but it definitely was a disrespect to me, my family, my business, everything I stand for, We not on that type of time, and anything that we dealing with, we don't bring that type of energy to the internet anyway. So anybody who know me that know that wasn't me, I'm a very outspoken person. If I got something to say, I'm going to say it. I don't ask for permission. So a lot of people, if you know me, you would know that ain't really me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
what I'm thinking is, like, if somebody got on there, if something happened to you, then you wouldn't be the one writing it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking. And I was like,
this is on IG then? Or what? This is IG?
Nah, this was on my Facebook, but my IG got hacked too. I still haven't been able to recover that page. I was on CEO Swerve. And I was probably up to about 20,000 followers or something, and my page got shut down.
Okay.
I had to start all over. And now I'm on CEO Life Swerve. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I guess they say, when you're making moves and you popping and you're doing stuff, they target you. I have to look at it like that. Otherwise, man, it'd be making me get on some murder, kill, For real, bro.
Right.
I'm just being honest, bro. Like, because out here you can't take nothing for granted.
Right.
And honestly, I like that. I always like that about you. Mm. You always had you kind of like me. You always kind of look for the silver lining and shit. I always do. I think it's something as I got older and like, I just started realizing, you drive yourself crazy, man. Because I got a lot of
issues. I'm trying to tell you.
And so you got to take the best of it, right? Like, you got to make the best of it.
You
got to
make the best out of it.
That path. Yeah, that's it'll just eat you out of the side, fuck it.
It's like, I took the opportunity to really just show my face that night. I was able to get my page. Like, they got my page maybe about 9 o'clock that morning. I didn't get my page back till almost 10 o'clock that night. And as soon as I got access back to my page, I went right live on there, you know, show my face and play some music, you know, that was relevant to, you know, it's kind of like I make music to vent how I feel, you know, because everybody in the world, I don't care what you can say, how you try to front this shit. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what you done. Everybody going through some shit mentally. You get what I'm saying? And no matter how you deal with it, see, I put my shit on wax. You get what I'm saying? Like, when you hear some tracks, like, that might be my throwaways, but to some people, they be everything. Because it's like, damn, boy, you saying that shit I want to say. You know what I mean? Or how I'm really feeling. And that's what I do with it before I would, like I said, go to an internet and post or type or get on some internet gangster shit and get arguing with people. Nah, I put that shit on wax and deal with it that way because I know who I am in the broad day. You know what I mean? This is real life, man. Like, I ain't no act, man. CEO life, capital equals opportunity, man. You don't believe that? You're a goddamn fool. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Facts.
Real.
Facts, man.
Real.
I'm just glad
you know,
man.
Yeah, I'm back, man. You know, fresh off of surgery. I had a surgery this year. Set me back a little bit. I haven't been able to do as many shows as I normally did, you know, would do on a regular. You know, I stayed booked 70% of the year, but I'm going to say half of this year I had to take some time and really recover. You know, I had a MCL, ACL, and a meniscus repair. You know, those are major surgeries if anybody knows. Sometimes those can be career ending, and I'm blessed to be able to still go out here and get paid for what I'm doing, you know, and still be able to do what I love doing, man. Like, a lot of people work and they don't love what they're doing. I love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, congrats, man. Yeah, I'd take it easy if I were you, man. Make sure that shit heals. Because that's amazing.
Oh, definitely.
Stuff, bro.
Like, yeah. I ain't moving fast, man, you know, and I ain't doing nothing crazy, you know, out of respect. You know, anybody who booked me, I'm giving them what they're paying for. But what I'm saying is, in the same time, I know I got a family home. I got kids wanting to do other things, man. I'm not going to go out here and fuck myself all out, or I ain't getting in no goddamn 45 and up leagues and trying to play no basketball. And them days over.
Yeah.
I don't even play 2K much, but I'll get on a 2K and run you up before I sit here and want to go out there and, you know. You know what I mean? For real. I'm nasty on that 2K, though, man. For real.
Yeah.
Lakers. Huh?
I said,
I mean, hey, you know, when you sit still sometimes, you ain't got much else to do. But as you seen, though, Shelly, I mean, fresh off the surgery table, a lot of people, it's all about your drive and ambition, man. Like, I had a surgery the first day home. I was on my live. A lot of people like, man, yo, you should be resting. Resting? Man, I just got cut on resting to do what? When I get off of here, I can rest all night. But in the meantime, I'm about to touch my fans and make me a little bit of money while I'm on here. What's the problem?
You know,
the
bills, I understand
the,
that,
look,
man.
Look, the bills still got to get paid. Bottom line, this is what I'm saying. And I don't go like my podcast and stuff like that. Don't get it twisted. It's extra money and then a little extra revenue here and there. It don't pay the bills. But it keeps everything going that way. You get what I'm trying to say?
100.
I was always told if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I ain't broke. That shit jumping. Every time I go on my live, I got some people wanting to, you know, have my influence. You know, they pay to have me to tell them I like that shit on a scale from 1 to 5. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's power.
Yeah.
That's influence. You know,
you have a lot of followers that get on those lives, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I got probably one of the biggest platforms on Facebook right now when it comes to streaming live. Like, I know major celebrities that can't draw numbers like me consistently.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, at one point in time, a lot of people couldn't figure it out. Like, damn, man, how you doing this shit? He got to be paying for this and paying for that. But you can't pay for a motherfucker to say, what's up, Swerve? You get what I'm saying? You can't do that. I don't care what you're saying. Like, if you come on my live, you will see people. If I talk to them and say, hey, tell me where you're from, I didn't know they was from Arizona. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
right.
How did I know? I didn't know. That's why I asked. because I don't even know who the hell some of these, like, one thing about social media, on my side, I can see everybody who's viewing. Y'all might can't see everybody. I can see every name because it gives me an option to add them on the video. There's so many names sometimes I can't even scroll down and find who I'm looking for when I'm trying to add regular people on. So that's why you'll hear me telling them, man, hit the request button. Because I look, it's too much to scroll. If I got 300 people viewing my show, goddamn. You know, you may not be on the top priority. I don't have time to scroll. Hit the request button.
Yeah, we got hands up in radio that we got over here.
What you say,
yeah,
bro?
That's the best way. We got little things, like it's just a hand. It's like a symbol of a hand sticking up. So it's like the requesting that you got, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, the comments constantly go when you're on social, like on Facebook Live or something. But
people
you've
talking.
Got that drive for, you know what I mean? You've got that drive. And when you have that drive, it's like, you know my situation. And I keep going, man. And I do my radio shows from the hospital. Like, it ain't stopping.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, that's fact. I'm going to tell you, man, like, you know me too. Like, one thing I know is, you got to keep going, and you got to be about that bag. Like, you know, money coming. And the reason why I say that, you know, a lot of people will be like, man, you know, I do this shit for the love. I ain't really about the money. Stop lying to yourself and stop trying to lie to me, because I ain't going to lie to the people. I do this shit for a reason. Yes, I'm going to bless souls along the way, but in the meantime, I'm going to count this paper, because I done went out here and spent a lot of paper to put myself in position to say I'm worth something. So why would I give it away for free unless I want to choose to? Now, there are some people in this world, I might say, you know, I feel like, damn, boy, I feel where they at. They may not got the bag. They may be struggling. They may be in a situation. My heart might say, you know what, take them under the wing for a second. But I want to be allowed to do that. I don't want people to be dictating, because I have a know-how, which is like a cheat code. That don't mean you get it for free. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, how the hell you get my cheat code for free? That means if I'm, you know, just, hey, I come from the streets. So that's just like being trapping in the streets, and I tell you who my plug is. Go ahead, turn you right on to my plug, and you can come right. I wish I would. You must be the craziest man or woman or whatever you are walking America. You know what I mean? Yeah. I am about that dollar. I don't want nobody else to understand nothing else different. I have love in my heart for people, but I cannot lie to you and tell you I am not about that dollar, and I grind hard every day. You want to know why? Because I know that money coming. You see what I'm saying? No matter what, the money's going to come. If you are who you are, that money going to come. You get what I'm saying? You ain't got to go running and chasing and doing too much. Money going to come. You know what I'm saying? And I'm standing firm on that, man. My project about to drop right now called King of the City, you know, KOTC, and it's got a song on there, my single called Money Coming. And when you hear this joint, it's going, like, if you've never heard my music, you're going to be able to feel that shit when I'm rapping. Like, some people rap and they rapping too hard. I ain't rapping hard. I'm just trying to let y'all hear this shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to rap too hard to you. It's just a feeling.
I get crumb when I
get
hear
when you
this,
hear
this.
I'm telling you, it's a feeling you're going to get when you hear my music, and that's the type of vibe I'm on. Like, I listen to a lot of artists, and I hear the music, and I ain't here to knock nobody, but everything ain't for me. It don't move me. And see, I'm in the business. So when I'm looking at everything, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat shit to you. Some shit going to take a lot of money. Some shit going to take a lot of grind and hard work. But some shit like this that I'm about to play right now, all it takes is the right opportunity. You want to know why? Because we already know the money coming. Now we want to know who want to cut the check.
Right. And I want to say something. I want to say something to our listeners and Maddie real quick. Swerve is actually, speaking of his Facebook Live, he's on his live. I do believe. I haven't got a chance to look. I got so much going on right now. But he's going to play it.
No, I'm just screen recording. I'm screen recording right now, honestly, just to get back at it. I couldn't get set up the full way I needed to, and I also wanted to give you the respect. But I'm gonna play the record from this side the same way. You guys will be able to hear me. You'll be able to hear the record, and I just hope that everybody appreciate this record, you know. And follow me if you're not following me, SWIRV for CEO on Facebook, CEO Life Swerve on IG. Follow me now. Stay in tune with me. Again, my project is about to drop. This joint right here, Money Coming. Oh, my gosh. That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, y'all? It's your boy, She Glutes. LOX, D-Block, Silverback. Yo, excuse the workout gear and all that shit, too, man. Skin out the gym. Yo, Swerve. Swerve CEO, what's good, fam? Listen, I'm just shouting you out, sending some positive vibes your way, man. I see you out there on your grind. I need anybody to support my brother, Swerve, King of the City. And that joint, we outside, man. That's fire. Keep pushing. They can't stop you, God. You heard? Let's go. LOX D-Block. Keep it hip-hop.
Make sure y'all go download my single right now, We Outside Part 2, Swerve CEO. But this joint right here, Money Coming. Ah. Vibe out with me. Let's go. Matty Yim. Kelly Shell, happy anniversary. Let's go.
Opportunity. You don't believe that? You're a goddamn fool. That's what I tell them. That money coming. Hey, Shelly Shells, Matty Yim. This is how we tell them. Look, this is what we do. Juggin', I came from the mud. Got dirty, but I cleaned up. On my grind for a reason. Go hard like every season. Me, I came from the track. Like a Dawson flip, I move packs. Tell them rich, I ain't never falling back. Fuck a bitch, I'ma get to these racks. Racks. Come on, man.
That's all I'm saying, man. It's different.
Ooh-wee.
It's different, man. It's different. It's a culture, man. We breeding a culture over here. CEO life, it don't mean no chief executive operations, nothing. That shit means capital equals opportunity. And if you don't believe that, tell them. You a goddamn fool. You got to look at them and laugh and mean that shit because this is worldwide, man. I want everybody to believe that shit. It don't matter what city you in. CEO life.
It's a culture. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby.
Exactly.
You're familiar.
And to everybody out there, you have to invest to progress. You know what I'm saying?
Come
you got to
invest
man. Time. You got to invest money. You got to invest everything you got and to progress
mm-hmm.
in what you want, period.
You
got to
want it.
Period.
Facts. You see, it's presentation,
yeah.
too. I want to teach artists why I got a chance. Presentation. You see what I'm trying to tell you? Presentation is everything. Sometimes you only get one shot to get them. You don't get a lot of shots.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? I'm into that kill. Wow. You know what I'm saying? I used to play duck hunt. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
if I could take you back that far, you know I'm well good with it. Boy, I'm going to say less. That's all I'm saying. I'm good with knocking them out of the park. You feel
yeah,
me?
Hey,
so I'm about that kill shot, man.
Yeah. And I go outside and shoot for fun. That's what West Virginia girls do.
Yeah, right.
That's right, man. Salute to y'all out West Virginia. And Maddie M, where you at, bro? Where you at out there again?
Canada, baby.
Canada. Salute to you out in Canada. For real, man.
Yeah,
big
bro.
Salute to you. Big salute to everybody listening. And I just want to say again to y'all, happy anniversary, man. And definitely,
yeah,
let's
man.
Turn it up this year. Let's do some more collabs. Do some mutual shit on my podcast and my show, y'all show, and let's do some more. That's all.
No
let's,
doubt.
Let's bridge these gaps.
I missed you, bro.
Yeah.
For
real.
Sure,
same
sure.
here.
Yeah.
Same here. Sure,
I know,
Kelly, you already know.
I know, and I'm just like, you know, I appreciate your grind and I appreciate your hustle. And everybody that's actually been on here tonight, you know, everybody grinds and hustles and invests in themselves. And that's something that you have to do, you know. You have to do it.
Come on,
and
man.
So I appreciate your work ethic and thank you for being a part of our first year. We really appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
You already know. You already know. More years to come. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing. Again, make sure y'all follow me, Swerve CEO. You can Google me. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I'm outside with it. Download my new single, We Outside Part 2. It's trending everywhere right now. You can get that on any platform that you can listen to music. And be on the lookout for my project, again, King of the City, KOTC. I'm dropping real soon. I can't hold back no more. I hope that y'all appreciate this project. Get behind me like y'all get behind all these people that y'all never, ever shook a hand before. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm one of the ones can get right to you in your city and shake hands with you. So it's time to change the narrative, man.
Boy,
outside with it. You know what I mean? I'm outside with it. Y'all outside with it. And anybody else that say different, you're a goddamn fool. You feel me? CEO life.
Mm-hmm.
We outside, man.
Right.
I appreciate y'all for having me tonight, for real, man. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to stay tuned in, though.
All right,
man.
One
love, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay tuned
sure.
in with
one
y'all.
Love.
Y'all have a good rest of y'all show, and to the artist that's coming up next, man, y'all gotta kill that shit, man. You hear me? You gotta kill that shit. That's all I'm gonna say. Every moment, every second. If you ain't thinking that, you need to get around somebody and tell you the right thing, cause that's the way you're supposed to go. All right. So let's win, man. Let's win. If you want to network, I'm doing features with artists from now till the new year. I'm doing features for the low, just to network with artists. You get what I'm saying? So if you want to tap in with me, tap in now. First of the year, you will have to go through management. All right?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. All right?
All right.
Appreciate
thanks.
Y'all.
We appreciate you, man.
Shelly Shell, Maddie
love,
Yo.
Baby.
Y'all the shit, man. Y'all lit. Appreciate y'all, bro.
Thanks,
appreciate you, too.
All right. Well,
all right. So listen, guys, everybody that's listening to the show right now, artists that are in line, please just maintain your composure. Text me if you have to go. Right now, I'm bringing on King P the Hustler because he's only going to be here for a second and he's got to go. So let's bring him on real quick. King P the Hustler.
King P? What's good, baby?
King P, you there?
Maybe you had to book it.
Okay, 1 second. Let me bring him back on home. Let's see what's going on here. No, because he's still on there. So everybody, that was Swerve CEO, and everybody knows that any of these artists that you want to get in contact with, you can contact them directly, or you can also definitely, you know, contact Maddie or myself. I'm going to try to bring King T on one more time. Let's try it one more time. Okay.
Hello?
Let's see. Hey, King T, you
there? Hey, what's good?
Y'all hear me? What's up?
Yeah, we hear you, man. Babe? How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Yo, man, we fantastic.
We good, man. We good.
Hey,
thank you for being on here.
Yeah, thank you for having me again, and congrats on your one-year anniversary.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Thank
homie.
You so much. We appreciate it.
No doubt.
I know you're on a time crunch, so I'm going to ask you, what song are you wanting to do?
Shit. I don't know. That's up to y'all. That's really
it's
up to y'all. I mean, yeah.
What's your most lit song that you think? I want you to tell me that.
Let me see. I don't honestly don't remember what song I sent y'all. Let me see.
yeah.
Okay, hold on, I'll tell you. Let's see. Hold on. Wow, it just signed me completely out. Go ahead and I think I got Coast to Coast. I know I got that one. That's with you and Rapstar.
Yeah, let's do that one, I guess.
All right, hold on. Let me get in there real quick. Y'all, this is part of having a show. You got a little bit of technical difficulties that do come up. So, you know, it happens. And let's see. I've got Just Amazing and Q-Ball. They're in queue waiting. Y'all hold on tight. We're going to get to you, I promise. I promise. Let's see here. My. All right. It's like, hey, Shell, it's your anniversary. Let's show you how many fuck-ups you can do in one night. We're gonna relive every year that you've, all the things that have happened through the year, right?
Yeah. Hey, it's an anniversary show.
Yeah, it is. All right, so here we go. All right, King P.
Yeah, what up?
Tell everybody your social media information, and then I'm going to bring on Coast to Coast for you.
All right, so basically I'm going to break it down real fast. My name, King P, is all spelled together, but it's a capital K, lowercase ing, and then capital P, then space D-A, and then it's a capital D, lowercase A, capital H, lowercase U, dollar sign, T, L-A. And basically, on every single platform, it's going to be spelled like that. So just look it up on every platform like that. That's all I can say because there's a bunch of links. And if you go to my YouTube, you know, make sure to subscribe. And then right there, you'll see all my links. On my Facebook, all my links are there. So, you know, just tap in with me like that.
Yeah, sounds good, baby. King P the Hustler.
All right. King P the Hustler. All right, guys. This is Coast to Coast. And actually, Rapstar was on here earlier, King P. So Rapstar was already on here, and he's featured in this song, too. So let's get it.
Yeah, let's go.
Coast to coast, to the dope, yo. Kick feet the hustler, don't
it's a coast to coast then. Coast to coast, who the dope, yo? King P the hustler, don't you know? Coast to coast, who the dope, yo? It's rap star, nigga, don't you know? Coast to coast, with the dope flows. King P the hustler, make a move.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
King P the Hustler.
Yeah, hey, what up? Y'all like that one?
I love that song, man. I do.
Appreciate
I love that song. I know you're losing your voice again, and you're doing a lot of things, but I appreciate you calling in. And,
yeah, I'm
under
the weather, but with this weather, you know, it's you know, it's been hard on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand, man. It's been 70 degrees one day and 15 the next. It's
yes.
Like you're sitting
yep.
Like the whore in church in the front row, and then you're as cold as a well digger's ass. It's
exactly.
Crazy.
I haven't even been able to record because of my voice. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Boy,
yeah.
Let it rest, man. Let it rest. Drink
yeah, but I had
water.
To tap in with y'all, you know.
Yeah,
make sure,
y'all,
you know.
We got nothing but love for you.
I appreciate that. You know, likewise.
For sure, man. I hope you get a little bit of rest, and mm-hmm. You know, you'll be back. You'll be back when you got some premieres and stuff. We'll be interviewing you again.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got one
no
thing
doubt.
To say though. If before I go, we got
yeah.
I got last time I spoke with y'all, I was talking about the project I had with the Hoodlum Squad, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
Yeah, so we just dropped a song called Poster Dance. You know, some title speaks for itself. Basically, we need a female to send in clips of them dancing on TikTok, YouTube, whatever, if you wanted to feature on the video. And it's going to be a video with a bunch of different clips. So if you want to be featured on the video, just send your little clip to my email, coolkingp with a K, you know, cool with a K, king P, it's all lowercase. 206@gmail.com. Again, all lowercase, cool with a K, king, P206@gmail.com.
Yeah, get it, lady.
Yeah, so here's
sure.
The opportunity.
For sure. So definitely, you guys, listen, and if you forget the email, you can always contact me, and I can get in contact. I can give you the information.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Nice,
all right,
brother.
King
thanks
P.
again for coming
you
on,
go.
Homie. Take care of that voice.
Yeah, thank you for celebrating our anniversary with us, and you go rest your voice, man.
All right, thanks for having me, and congrats again. All right, y'all.
All right,
much love. All right. Man, this show is so lit. This show is so lit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right.
Crazy.
It's a good show, man. All right. Next, let's bring on Mr. Brick Squad, 1017, Mr. On Go, Mr. Kush Krinkle. What up, man?
What's the deal? You
hey,
know
baby,
it's Kush, K-R-I-N-K-L-E from the MOB, repping 1017, Mr. Freshest Nigga on the Budget. You feel me? Shout outs Maddie M, Sideways with Maddie M. Shelly Shell, you feel me? Happy 1 year. You know what time it is. I'm in here. You know I had to come show love to my favorite people, dog.
Oh,
we
man.
Bringing
hey.
The energy.
Good to hear your voice. Yeah.
Come on
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You know it's all. You know I had to pop up, Maddie. You know that. Really?
Oh, shit, man. Love you for that. Yeah, man. We celebrating, man. We celebrating.
Yes, sir. It's a celebration.
Like this,
yeah.
I'm off
the Remy.
Shell's hard work. Yeah, mostly Shell's hard work, but... I mean, I show up on time at least, right, Shells? I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm not
hey,
always
listen,
there when you call, but
you're
I'm always
some
on
stuff.
Time. Oh yeah, I'm getting, but she still. I mean, there'd be nothing without Shells and her idea for this. I thought she was crazy, and well, not crazy, but she just had in her head to do this show, you know, and she was adamant that she wanted me to do it with her. And I'm like, yo, we barely know each other. And she's like, don't matter. I know all I need to know. Let's do this thing. And we had our troubles.
You've been talking for 5 years, dude.
Yeah, was it really that long?
Yeah, it was really that long.
I guess you did know each
barely
other.
Know. That's
but
a
now
long marriage. That's long. I knew you longer than most your wife.
Yeah, true that, man. Actually, yeah, all of them, actually, if you put them, yeah, no doubt. So, Chris, what's good, baby?
Man, not too much, man. I'm in Duluth, Minnesota right now. I went to go see the lights, man. I'm just up here ready to turn up with some good people, you know what I'm saying? Actually, hey, don't y'all try to run. Say what's up. Say happy 1 year, man. Say what's up. Just say hi.
Hi, happy one year.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up,
what's
guys?
Again?
What's up, Christmas, man?
They in the bathroom getting ready, man. They kicking it. Rattler, you feel me? About to go out and have some fun, you feel me?
That's what life's about, man. That's what life is about. Progressing and having fun, you know, and making sure you got blessings and blessing people and being blessed. Always.
That's a fact.
Ooh, not nicely said, Joe. Sorry. I like that.
Talk heavy, Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm smoking my weed
now. Hey, yo, shout out to my boy CEO Swerve, man. Shout out to Swerve, man. I rock with Swerve, man. Go follow him. Y'all go follow him, man. Facebook, all platforms. Go follow him. Tap in.
For sure.
Yo, well, you heard him, man. You heard him. He said he's going to get in. He said you just go right to him right now before Christmas, man. And get
yeah,
on,
that's
get
my
on
guy,
top
man.
Of him, dog.
That's my guy, man. He out the DMV area. We in tune. I'm locked in with bro. You feel me? We in tune.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Good, man. Real cool people, man. Perfect.
Yeah, real talk.
So let
real
me
talk.
Ask
I,
you
I like
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you
yo,
go ahead. What's up?
I was going to ask you, what song are we playing tonight, man?
We playing My Window, my latest one. You feel me? Give them that.
I got you.
You feel me?
Yeah.
My Window, you know, we got Step, whatever, you feel me? But My Window, that's one of my favorites right now. Let's go with that.
Do we have that one?
Yeah, I said,
yeah,
you
remember?
You played it last time I was on.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. All right. So yeah, everybody, this is Cook. This is Cook Crinkle. My Window. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up, trying to see how deep this pain goes, feeling all these emotions inside, hold them in cause I'm a gangster, I ain't supposed to be crying, I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up, trying to see how deep this pain goes, feeling all these emotions inside, hold them in cause I'm a gangster, I ain't supposed to be crying. The rule is, you slip and get clipped.
Don't slip.
You ain't never felt that pain from your best homie getting chipped.
You don't know what that is.
Nigga, I feel the power in this.
I
ain't like these other rappers. I was born with this shit.
Born with it.
And when you niggas gon' stop misleading
you? Gonna stop.
When you niggas gon' stop lying and start telling the truth?
Tell them the truth.
These niggas ain't riding. They be gangsters and fools. You won't catch them outside because these niggas be spooks. Searching for knowledge. I need the wisdom recoup.
I need
my education came from belly, boys in the hood and from juice. Bad bitches and fast money, for the gang I'ma shoot. Should've focused on them books, trade my truck in for suits.
Let's go.
I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up. Try and see how deep this pain go. Feeling all these emotions inside. Hold them in cause I'm a gangster. I ain't supposed to be crying. I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up. Try to see how deep this pain go. Feeling all these emotions inside. Hold them in cause I'm a gangster. I ain't supposed to be crying. My parents warned me, but I was trying to get them gang strikes. Saw my niggas getting death row for that thug life. Squabble niggas just for fun. I was trying to get my thug right. It got tricky under pressure, so you know we had to bust pipe. Don't stress out, nigga. Poke your chest out, nigga. 10 toes, that's on my soul. I blow the best off, nigga. To be respected as a gangster,
That's the code of the street. Got past the beef and saw the vision. Knew my brain was unique.
Different.
Saw I was different. I'm a leader at best.
Yeah.
Started plotting out my movements. Turned them checkers to chess. Moved out to the East Coast, but I was born in the West. Wanted more about my life. Grabbed the pad and progressed.
Going up.
Raised a son and had a daughter, gotta teach him life. An absent father for a son, produce a scary sight. I seen the world have plenty girls, I was taking flight. But now I'm grounded, peace I found it, time to live it right. I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up. Try to see how deep this pain goes. Feeling all these emotions inside. Hold them in cause I'm a gangster, I ain't supposed to be crying. I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up. Try to see how deep this pain goes. Feeling all these emotions inside. Hold them in cause I'm a gangster, I ain't supposed to be crying.
Man, I gotta tell you, homie. I get goosebumps. I listen to a lot of music, bro, and I get goosebumps when I hear that track, man. Like, that's a classic.
Yo, man, appreciate you, Matty, bro, for real. Thank you, dog. That's big. I appreciate that.
Man, every time I hear that song, the first person that comes, all right, Chris Kringle, so listen, man. I'm gonna send you some videos of my homie R.I.P. Mello, you know, that passed away. He went by Young Ice, okay? But he got killed by one of the people he knew. That was crazy, man. They went and shot one dude in the stomach or the leg or the stomach, I don't know, and then had him give him up or he was gonna kill him, and then he went to his house and then he killed him and another dude. It's crazy.
Crazy.
But
yeah,
that happened this year, and you made this song around the time that I was going through it with Mel. It was right after, you know, we had a few phone conversations and shit, you and I.
Yeah.
And it was going on around that time, and when that song came out, it was right after that or right before, right during that. I can't remember, but yeah, every time I hear that song, I think about him.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. I'm glad it touches you in that way. You know, rest in peace to
you. Well,
your
I will
bro.
Tell you the way I feel about it. I just feel good. So, I feel that Mello put you in my like put the friendship that we have in our life as it. Well, God put you in my life, but you know what I mean. Like Mello's like, I know I'm not there, but you got him if you need me. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit.
That's so, real talk right there.
Yeah, because you always be a friend of ours,
mean a lot to
I
us.
I call people like every day, man, and like I talk to Maddie more than anybody else. Maddie and Suck It Up, you know what I'm saying? Because I talk to them a few times a week usually, but like him and I would talk just, you know, every now and then, but if I ever needed him, he was there, and then we always smoked together, and he did fucking cool-ass music, so he would do music every time I went around him, and I just kind of feel like, yeah, you give me his vibe, but I'm going to send you some videos of his.
You know how to reach me, Michelle, send them through, man. Hey, before I say anything else, though, I just want to say, free my little brother, Wallow. Happy holidays to him, man. He got his revocation hearing coming up. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully you get that time saved off. You know what I mean? You know, free my bro, man. My biological little brother, free him, man. That's why I do this.
Yeah.
This was our dream. You know what I'm saying? And when he went down, I picked up the torch. So free him until it's backwards, you heard?
Yeah, that's
for
sure.
Man. That's
I have a
down
meeting one day. So, you know, let's hope everything goes well. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a solid dude, man. You know, the best person I know in my life. So free him, feel me? I told him I keep his name going.
Free,
that's
free
what
Malik,
doing, you know?
And free JP.
Free him too.
Yeah.
Free the real.
Yeah.
Keep the suckers.
Right. That's right. I could name more. I could name a lot more.
Yeah.
I like that.
We need a whole separate show for that, Shel.
Right, yeah, no, it would probably take about 5 hours to go through a list of names.
Need some time for that. You feel me?
It's sad but true, man. Yeah. I'm just saying. But so, Tush, man, we appreciate you. Thank you for being a part
no
of
doubt.
Our show. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being you, man. Thank you all the artists for being you, because every one of our artists, I don't. For those that have listened to the whole show. You can tell that every one of our artists are just good, cool people.
Yeah,
real you know, just, as long as you stay out their lane. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
also right. Shout out Mulatto, shout out KJ De Niro, shout out to my boy Tiwi, shout out to my boy am I going blank right now? But we Batman Zay on go right now on all streaming platforms. Go follow my boy out of Cali, man. You feel me? Shout out to everybody doing it and everybody on here on this show, man. You feel me? Shout out Maddie. Shout out Shells. They just getting started. You know where it's going. You feel me? Stay in tune.
That's right.
I'm definitely locked in. You feel me?
All the way up, man. Thanks to OG Mac Drama for putting this on Top Star Hip Hop Radio. We appreciate him, you know. And I wouldn't
shout out Matt.
Got to meet the
shout
people.
Out Prophet.
And Prophet. You know, congratulations on me, baby. But yeah, so we could sit here and probably go on about everybody. But yeah, for sure. I agree. So Kush, man, I'm gonna let you go. We're getting ready to bring on Just Amazing, and then we're gonna bring on Q-Ball, and then we're gonna bring on Sin City Cairo.
All right,
yeah,
hey, man,
Q-Ball nice
tonight.
Y'all
have
a good holiday season,
we appreciate
my brother.
You.
You already know, salute. Keep doing your thing. You feel me? I got to get up out of here, but, you know, y'all keep going strong. Y'all stay tapped in. I love y'all. Be safe. You feel me?
Love you too, man.
One.
All right. Yeah, I got high while I was talking to him, so I start talking now.
I know you, girl. I know you. It's like a
I'm relaxed now.
I like chill you, man. Yeah, I like, you don't worry about such
a
thing.
Yeah, I'm stressed, man. It's stressful trying to get all them little people on that flight 13 times in one fucking day.
It was a crazy day for you, man. You did some mad work today.
You feel me? And I went to a Red Hat dinner, you know, and my day starts early because my son gets up and goes to school at 5:30, 6 o'clock. He's up. So, yeah, that's when my day starts. But anyway, all right, today is about two. So let's bring on, no further ado, let's bring on Just Amazing. Now he's going to go out with two. You there, Just Amazing?
Hey, man. Hey,
what up?
What
up?
How you been?
What up, Maddie? What up, Maddie, bro?
Yeah,
what's
up, man?
How are you? How's the congratulations. He had a new baby since we talked to him, you know.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, congrats.
Yes.
That's dope.
Yeah,
little boy,
yeah,
little girl.
Yeah, I had a baby boy. My second baby boy. Ooh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now he's got a little girl and little boy, right?
Yeah, my daughter, 10. She just turned 10 in October.
Yeah.
She the older. She the older sister. She older sister.
So she got the two little brothers. What you get to look forward to, Just Amazing. It's hard for me not to call you your real name. But what you get to look forward
no,
to
good.
Is...
No, you can call by my real name.
All right. If I do, just in case. But cold outside, right? So now I've got a house with one teenage boy that's 18, one that's turning 16 next week, and a daughter that's 22 turning 23 in January, right? And they all... Oh. Are in love, right? So one's on one phone in one room at the end of the one. One's in one phone on another room, and one's in the living room. And so while I'm on the show, I usually go outside. Well, it's getting fucking cold out there, man.
Yeah,
okay?
you got your little hiding spot, man. Yeah, that helps.
So, like,
yo,
I put a heater out in the building, dude. So I keep coming in the house, right? And Michael's in the living room with his daughter. And my son, he can hear me come in, too. I hear him bullshit, Matt. He's like, you staying in? But, yeah, they're like, how long are you going to be, Mom? Huh?
Yeah, talking to like 1.7 million people, man. You can wait. Anyways, I should have sent more stockings, man. If I didn't know they were all in love. I should have sent 8 stockings. Shit.
Oh, God, no. No, man. Listen, here's the thing. You know, I have a rule, and that is 5 years. 5 years, and then you can get him a stocking, Manny. Okay?
Yeah, well, I thought it was. Anyway, yo, Jess, I sent Shell's, I wanted to get her something from Canada, right? So I got her these Hudson Bay stockings. And I sent this gun the other day, so I sent 5.
Because there's a story behind him. Tell him the story.
What story, man? Hudson's Bay is like.
It used to be a fur trading company.
It was a fur trading company, man.
Oh,
it was like the first department store ever. So in ever.
Know that.
I think maybe in Europe they had, no, it's just I love their shit, man. I have tons of their clothes. It's like legit Canadian. You know what I mean? It's like Canada's first company.
It's legit shit.
You know, they make cool stuff. So I sent her these stockings. They have the Canada flag and them on the wall. And I thought they'd like them. I'm glad you got them, Shells, because they said like 8 days to like 10 business days. You got them quick, actually. That's good.
That's amazing. You don't get our mail quick. If anybody ever sends me anything out there, you have to send it by like side or delivery because our mailman we got mail from like 4 years ago one day, and it said sorry, but it was part of an investigation. Like, what?
Oh,
you don't tell me?
Yeah,
he's stealing the mail.
Yeah,
that's
And it's happened a few times. People just throw it. They don't want to drive these backcountry roads, so they just stop by a fucking diner and throw it in the fucking dumpster and go on.
Dang,
some
man,
of them.
You out there in Canada, bro. I know y'all got some snow out there right now, bro.
Nah, homie, in Edmonton, it's the West Coast and the East Coast, they get mad snow.
Yeah.
But in the prairies, homie, we have nothing. It melted all today. We got no snow. It was plus.
No way.
So was it? Yeah. What's plus 7 in Fahrenheit? So it's like 45 here. Right now.
Okay.
And there's not going to be any more snow. Yeah, it's been warm as shit, which is kind of, it sucks for people. Like, all the ski hills have to make snow, you know? But, it's been dry and warm as shit, dude. Like, roads are good. So, I kind of hope it's snow.
Man, you know, I'm from Wisconsin originally, born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, bro. So, it used to get cold out there, bro. And we, like, under Canada.
Yeah, I know this year is crazy. That El Nino, man, it's making shit like really bad for the coastal places, but interior, it's like it's all good. I don't know. I kind of miss the cold weather. I got more jackets than I do T-shirts. Let's put it that way.
And I don't miss it. Ever since I moved, I don't think about the cold. Dog. 17 years of it, dog. I love
cold, dude. It's like 18 degrees outside right now, maybe 20.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. It's cold, man.
I just put two pairs of socks on.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not hearing the cold.
We were
looking
at like a low of 55 out here. You know what I'm saying? We was in the 80s last weekend, so.
I don't even want to hear that shit. Yeah. Thank you for sharing it, though.
Look, that's Texas, though.
Let's talk your music, man. You're here for music, man. I don't even want to talk about that anymore.
Jess, you gonna come back on the show for a bit or what? You gonna come back one day
soon?
Say
that again?
You gonna come back on our show one day soon? We miss you, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what I'm coming there now, man. One-year anniversary, man. I'm proud of y'all, man. This is amazing, dog. That's a stepping stone, man. For real, for real.
Yeah.
This is only one amazing week
more. Every week.
Did you
and besides, what, you missed 3 week shows? I think that was
it.
Every week we've been on, man. So yeah,
and
thanks a lot.
Everybody understands this, okay? This year, I've been in the hospital a total of almost 5 months out of the year altogether.
Yeah.
So like that's pretty freaking. I mean, I went through some shit this year.
Oh yeah.
And you know, we still did the shows. But
yeah, you do
anyway,
it from the hospital, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Much respect.
You bounce back, Chef, for real, for real.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something. Josh, did you ever think you were gonna be on my radio show when I was management back in the day?
I mean, I always, you know, you always had wild. I wouldn't say wild ideas like it's bad, but you know, I mean, you always had something, you know, you throwing out there. So it was never I didn't believe you. It was more like it was always like, let's see what Shell's gonna do. You know what I'm saying? So. Oh, when you sent me the show and everything, I was already like, bet, you know what I'm saying? I've always been on board, always been on your side, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, I know that, man.
You know, you just come in their life. A lot of people throw out a bunch of stuff, you know, people, what I'm going to do. So I'm just the type of person that,
man,
you know, me, stand back and observe, and, you know, I'll support
I'm so
all the
proud
way.
Of you, dude. I'm so proud of you, dude. Like, I'm just proud of you, man, because the whole time, you know, I worked with you, man. You were just like missing your girl. You know what I mean? Like for real, for real.
Yeah, my family.
And
and
you found out who you were. You were trying to find yourself, man.
I'm blessed. I'm definitely
what you know, for sure. And what you've become. I always loved you anyway. It didn't matter. We would sit and do music, y'all out there in Radio Land. We would sit for hours in a hotel room with beats freestyling. I got videos actually from back then. I'll post them. Yeah. That's amazing. I told him I was going to post them one day.
Years ago. I've been working. You know, I work 12 hours a day, but I actually got a little deluxe album coming with my boy Swavy. You know what I'm saying? I've been working with him a lot. We about to drop that in the first of the year. So it's like a collab.
So you're going to come on here for a premiere then? Yeah.
Yep. No doubt. You already know, man. I got nothing but love. So,
I know.
We got that dropping in the beginning of the year. And, I'm always working, Shell. You know, I'm always working. But I definitely took a big dip when I had my son and stuff, so. That's funny when that happens because I got a lot of people reaching out for like just to come on the interviews and do shows and stuff like that. So it's funny when you try to pull out or try to slow things down and God just put people in your position and
mm-hmm.
things start happening for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, we got that coming, man. So.
That'll be dope. And tell everybody your social media, and then we're going to play one of your songs.
My social media is Just Amazing 13 on Instagram. It's Just Amazing on YouTube. Just how it sounds. Just J-U-S, no T. Amazing. You got to be pretty stupid if you can't spell that.
Hey, don't say that, man. There's people out there that can't spell that, man. A-M-A-Z-I-N-G.
Amazing.
Yeah,
so Sorry.
No,
for
real. There for a minute.
No, y'all can find me anywhere. That's what I'm saying.
Let him
All
speak.
Platforms. That's amazing.
What song you gonna play?
What track? I kind of want to know.
All right, we're going to play. Which one are you going to play? We got Focus, God Check. Oh, you sent us a new one? Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't load it up, though. Maddie helped me today.
No, dude, that was the last one since our last show. I did them all. Trust.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I'm pulling it up.
My boy Maddie, you're a real one, buddy. For real.
I was saying I forgot because that's why I forgot about it, to be honest with you. It's been a crazy day, man. I've been talking to
you.
What did you put him under, Maddie? I forgot what you said.
No, the joint I sent you is.
No, I'm asking you what you put him under.
Oh, no, I didn't download those because these are brand new 3. They just came in. Rapid Fire was the last one I downloaded.
Just amazing.
So
you
have
just
to download it.
Okay, I already did that. Yeah, I forgot. I got high, man, while I was doing that. I did do that. Hold on.
You're good. What songs you said you had?
God Check. I've already left it. Now I'm on your new one. Sorry. Yeah, I was going to do your new song.
All right. Well, yeah, the new joint, this one is it's kind of funny because I actually put the hook, my verse, and I didn't put the second verse because it's a surprise feature. So you can either listen to it or you can cut it off after the second hook. But, yeah. So it's a little surprise feature. It's the new single that's dropping beginning of the year called Flipped It, because that's what I do. I'm a spiritual rapper. I don't say gospel because it's put me in a box. I'm a spiritual rapper. I speak the real. And took the gospel and I flipped it. So this song right here is just amazing. Flipped it.
Yeah, premiere. Sideways and Shells and Medellin.
Word.
I switch it up on the mic. God took my heart and he flipped it. I took this gospel and flipped it. Took some time, but I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. God took my heart and he flipped it. I took this gospel and flipped it. It took some time, but I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it.
Tracks today.
You cannot say that I did it. Some may say that I'm just tripping. Others they never gon' get it, but I'm gifted and I flipped it. When it all ends, only God knows. I'm on the road dodging potholes. Season and mix that it's nacho. But it's nacho, going nutso. Calling on God when I'm hopeless. He got me all that I deal with. Walk what I talk, you can tell it. I can't help it, and you felt it. God took my heart and he flipped it. I took this gospel and flipped it. It took some time, but I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. God took my heart and he flipped it. I took this gospel and flipped it. It took some time, but I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. God took my heart and he flipped it. I took this gospel and flipped it. It took some time, but I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. God took my heart and he flipped it. I took this gospel and flipped it. It took some time, but I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it. Yeah, I flipped it.
Yo, I absolutely love that.
I like it,
Beautiful track. Yeah. Oh my God. It was beautiful, bro. Like, I'm proud of you. That was sick. I'll never get that out of my head, man.
That's a dope song, man. And I'm just so proud of you. Like I said, man, I could do a whole show with you, so come back. You know, I will. Proud of you, man. You're doing music. You are always a dope lyricist. So I love seeing the songs you come out with, man. I would like to see you do a little more fast lyricist rap.
Yo, I don't think he's on. Girl, he would have chimed in a minute ago.
Oh
I love that song, man.
I have my what they call.
Yeah, mute.
Yeah,
I have spurt.
That song was sick, bro. Like,
can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we
can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I really do. My like I said, my boy Kid Shorty was on the beat. The tags would be taken off and everything. I just sent y'all because I wanted y'all to hear it. So I sent that to y'all. And, yeah, that's dropping in the beginning of the year, man. I can't wait for y'all to actually hear the final everything, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah,
that's gonna be dope.
You got a beautiful singing voice, man. I'm always telling
appreciate
people,
it,
right, Shelby, you got to sing more, you got to sing more, but I only say that to people who can actually sing. And you can actually
sing
more.
Yeah, he does, but he can do, like I was saying when I had you muted, I want to hear you do some lyricism, fast rap.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too.
Because you can do
it. I
have it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I like to, you know, I like to go in and out, you know what I mean, as far as I spit fast and then I slow it down and I spit fast. As far as going fast the whole track, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know this yet, but next year, man, my goal is to go to a different city in each state and record a song. And at the end of the year, I'm putting a 12-song compilation out. Nobody's ever done that, right? And, you know I can rap, so I'm actually going to go out and do this. And we're going to have to do a song together, man.
I'm down, Shell. I'll go ahead and I even just do the hook. If you want to just kill a verse, I'll just do a hook.
We'll just see where it takes us. You know, if I hear a beat that I think, for real, seriously. That's how I'm doing it because I let the music flow. So, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that for sure.
No, for sure. Just let me know when you start moving around. We could definitely let that happen, man. Maddie, you need to get out, man, too, bro. I got to meet you, Brody. I got to meet you.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Gotta make that happen.
Likewise.
Man. Anyway, we on our way anyway, so. You never know the way we might meet, the way God works, man. We might meet at a freaking a BET Awards or something, you know, some crazy, some type of Oscar award, you know what I mean? You never know, dog. We might mess around and be like, you never thought, you know? So, God.
No, man, I can't wait. Shells knows the people that truly inspire me when they come on the show, and you're one of them, man. And I really appreciate you playing us that track, dude, because honestly, I got that in my head now. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Manny, bro, I appreciate it, dog. I really do. Dog. I don't take it lightly at all, man. I really do appreciate the positivity that you're giving out, man. And, Shell, you always been nothing but positivity to me, feeding positivity in my life. So I appreciate y'all. 1 year anniversary. I hope everything comes y'all, man. More and more and more, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. For real.
All right, man. We love you. And enjoy the babies while the babies, man. Because then I'm telling you, they turn into mouthy teenagers. So, yeah. Enjoy it.
I'm going to be handling my business over here, though. So, they know who daddy is. Got that.
Well, right. It's hard because I'm mom, man. You know what I'm saying? Plus, there's no dad
around.
Yeah, you're
a tiny little girl.
For them.
You're a little girl.
When I do get mad, when I really get mad, they know.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But anyway. But we'll talk to you later, man. We love you. I hope you stay for the rest of the show and listen if you can. If not, you know, thank you for stopping by.
One love,
for sure,
man.
One love. I appreciate y'all having me on the show. Happy 1 anniversary. Y'all going to have many more for sure. Appreciate y'all having me.
All right. One love. All right. So now we're getting ready to bring on Cuba from G&G. Cuba, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on? Happy anniversary.
Hey, what's good? Yo, man.
Thank you.
How you been? Thank you.
Man, I've been really just getting to it. I got a couple projects I'm going to do with Big Boy. He actually mixed with 3-6 Mafia, and I got a couple more projects I'm going to do with Rap-A-Lot Midwest. And I just been on the grind, you know, letting them know how GMG get down.
Yeah, that's good news, man. Good to hear.
Yeah,
man.
Y'all mind if I give a couple of shout-outs?
Yeah, go ahead.
First, I'd like to give a shout out to y'all. You know, Steph Michelle, you know, she's been doing her thing. You've been doing your thing. You know, we appreciate y'all much. And I'd like to give a shout out to my family. My cousin Peaches and Antoine, they've been sitting up just listening to the show. They enjoying the show. give a shout out to TT. I miss you, baby. You know, but other than that, and my whole team, like to give a shout out to my whole team, GMG for life. So, you know, with that said, you know.
No doubt.
GMG for life.
Yeah, she loves saying that, man.
Yeah, I do.
No, man, thanks for coming on, bro. We appreciate you.
Tell us about your tell us your social media information, and tell us about this song we're going to be hearing, this anniversary song.
If you go on Facebook, you can find me at Too Real Goodlow, and if you go on my IG, it's Qball, QBALL, 91923, and you know, I also got a TikTok under Qball too. If you be TikToking stuff like that. And,
I gotta see that.
Most definitely.
I'm a TikToker.
I'm not even on TikTok, man. But I just because you're such a good dude, right? And you're such a happy dude that I just can imagine that your TikTok must be like.
I'll send you some videos, Maddie.
Okay, good, because I ain't touching that with a 10-foot clown pole, man. Fuck that shit. I'm touching. But Shell, send me some. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah.
Well, the song is basically, it's about getting to it. You know, like, even if you got a job, if you're in the streets, whatever you're doing, you know, make sure you get it. Because if you put your hands in it, make sure you put both of your hands in it, and you shape it the way you want to shape it so the money can come through. And, you know, I'm always a person that blesses people, so whoever's around me gonna get blessed. You know what I'm saying? First, let me get my stuff all the way right, because I don't want the boat to sink. You know what I'm saying? But the song is called Get It, and, you know, let's just kind of get it.
Hey, Qball.
Yeah.
Qball, you got to get it.
Yeah,
I gotta listen to it now. Let's go. We gotta
life
play it, man.
Good,
I wanna listen to it.
Yeah.
Now I said that. Now I wanna. I'll do everybody a favor and I'll mute myself so you can't hear me singing it. All right.
Please. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Full speed like I'm drag racing, no hesitation, no hesitation.
I'm just trying to get it.
Doing hard grind, day and night, no part time, and my star shine.
You know I gotta get it.
So I'm back chasing, full speed like I'm drag racing, no hesitation,
no hesitation.
No time to waste, I find a way. Blowing loud on the paper chase, don't do crowds cause niggas fake. They act foul, they may die today. When the title come, I'ma rat the way. Being brave, trying to get paid. Met the plug at Subway, we switch bags like underlay. I'm in the hood, just running plays. Backwood with the honey glaze. Hate a sale with a dummy face, but they know about that gunny blaze. Crime pays in many ways. Purple haze with the purple J's. Shades on like Johnny K's, that top of spray just like rain. Danger zone, they shot wrong. I'm raise up with the Glock on, ain't nothing sweet, you thought wrong, bust back and forth like ping pong, chain on my ring on, flame long like Peter Chong, hustle hard till I get my own,
stand there strong on my brother's home,
try to make enough so I can put them on, can't talk wrong on cell phone, break it down, cut the tail on, trying to get a pound, get my mail on, loud tones get cracked on, my guns black on like chrome, maybe just a roll on, like goes on, don't hold on,
I'm
so a hard grind, day and night, no bar time, and my star shine,
you know I got it.
Chasing full speed like I'm drag racing, no hesitation, no
I'm
hesitation.
Just trying to get it.
So a hard grind, day and night, no part time, and my star shine.
You know I gotta get it.
So I'm back chasing.
racing. Full speed like I'm drag racing. No hesitation.
No hesitation.
I ain't giving up. I'm real enough. Want bigger bucks. Tryna live it up. Kitchen send me tugs. Niggas really plug. Never let me suck. Don't believe in luck. They wanna try. Yeah, that was up. I pull up on them. Make them give it up. Get on silly stuff. Who really tough? Call any bluff. Yeah, pretty much. Pull up on my folks like pretty much. Tryna keep it tough. Just a royal flush. Had to drop a hit. Got them on hug. Get my pocket six. That's a plus plus. That's a must must.
Like we drag race.
Let me eat my dust. They can't eat with us. Why compete with us? Cause the reason was they believe in us. It's go season. I hold meetings just to make sure they broke even. These niggas hang for no reason. That loyalty our nigga need. I was messing niggas that was too greedy. Didn't wanna feed me no more free. This shit easy. I'm blowing trees after more cheese. Come get a quiz. This shit sticky. Every time you hear me, switch the gray goose. Start drinking ring. Big dog something. That ain't nothing. I got that giant in me. Definitely keep that iron with me. You hear me? These niggas tricky. Can't stop me from getting it. I'm with it and I handle this shit. Full speed like I'm drag racing, no hesitation, no
hesitation.
So a hard grind, day and night, no part time, and my star shine.
You know I gotta get it.
So I'm back chasing, full speed like I'm drag racing, no hesitation, no hesitation. Still kept the cannon with no panic, cause I had to manage on a block standing. Lost family members, couldn't understand it. We all we got, so I found a stamp to one fold and handed to an unknown banner. We planted letters, then took advantage. Had to speak Spanish in Louisiana for the Tropicana on some hand-to-hand shit. Man-to-man shit, couple grand quit pubble down, so I had a chance that chopper just might get the dance. So please, no misunderstanding, I'm money-making on this planet. Don't dummy tape it, that'll get you down. My daddy watching, my mama Janet, my GD is organic. Free Larry Hoover, I'm representing. 7-4, I'm all in it. Ran through with the windows tinted, blowing loud to the blood. Bandana tad, I ain't trying to hide. Black flag, I'm with the guy. Same last on the lane side. Wanna know if I got game.
I ain't trying to get it.
So a hard grind, day and night, no part time, and my stars shine.
You know I gotta get it.
So I'm back chasing, full speed like I'm drag racing, no hesitation. No
I'm just trying to get it.
So a hard grind, day and night, no part time, and my stars shine.
You know I gotta get it.
Chasing full speed like I'm drag racing, no hesitation.
No hesitation.
Yeah, you a talented artist, homie. Oh, listen, hold up. Oh, hey, Q-Ball. I just wanted to let you know that when you wrote me a couple months ago, I wrote you back, but your email bounced back. So I wasn't trying to ignore you. I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Probably.
I tried to get in touch with you on Twitter and shit, but yeah. Anyways, yeah, so always annoying. Yeah, man, you a hell of an artist, bro. And you came on to what shows? What was it? Oh, Power Talk, right? Everyone
yeah.
thought that too. Yeah, yeah, you crazy, dude.
Most definitely, man. I appreciate that.
He's got some talent, man.
Yeah, I'd say so.
For sure. And
like out of the box shit. Like out of the box, like the first time I heard of you was through Sideways, and it was just out of the box, you know, ready to play kind of shit. Like it was just crazy from the get go, man. So I hope what's going on with you nowadays? You making new shit? I hope.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got a song I'm coming out with. It's called Remember. You know, it's just basically making people remember who I am. And making myself remember also. I feel like out of all the talent, I give everybody up and I push myself. Like, every artist want to be the best artist. Me, I just want to be one of the best.
Yeah. Well, I think, in our opinion, anyways, yo, keep in touch with Shells, man, because she's always looking out for you.
I talk to her.
Keep in touch with her. Yeah.
He's always in touch with me.
Good. That's all I have.
You know what I'm saying? Because I talk to GMG a lot. I do talk to GMG. So I've talked to him more than I talk to him. Suck it up. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm going to break hearts over you.
This next project, y'all going to love this next song. When I drop it, I'm sending it straight to Shell. This is going to be. Everybody, I just dropped a clip of it, and people was going crazy over it. So I know the song is just going to blow people up, you know what I'm saying? And it makes me, it motivates me even more. So I'm starting to feel like I'm a monster in the game. I got to push myself like that.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Good. That's a good way to feel, man. Yo, like I said before, yo, Shells and I love our new tracks, our premiere. So, yeah, keep in touch with Shells, man. We'll get you back on, no problem. Man, we love family, don't we, Shells? Like, we love people who are on this show, our family, man. It's fucking family. Like, we actually spend time to get to know people. And honestly, I have yet to meet someone. We haven't kicked anybody off the show yet, have we? I mean, they're all good people. So, yeah, we love having repeat people coming back, man. Loving to see how people are moving along. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are here to congratulate us on our anniversary, which is an amazing thing. We all appreciate everybody and all the listeners especially, like, you know. But, yeah, so we love seeing everyone hitting their own milestones. You know what I mean? Watching them grow. We grow together. We family.
Indeed.
Right. Thanks. Cuba, thank you for coming on, man. I hope you stay for the rest of the show. We got some amazing people on tonight, that's for sure. Some really good people. So, and I mean, not just good music. I'm talking about who they are. They're good people, you know?
Yeah, real talk, real people.
Like you.
Yeah, thanks, Cuba, man. We appreciate you, dog.
All right, I'm going to put you back in.
Happy anniversary, y'all.
For life.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you. I'm on Googie.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so next we're going to bring on Mr. Sin City, Kyra. What's up?
What up, LV?
Long time no talk, baby.
Cracking.
Yeah. Hear me, right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. All right, cool.
You cutting out a bit, but
doing, man.
Yo, we great.
We're doing good.
Good to hear your voice.
That's what's up. How's everything been?
Oh man, we on cloud nine. It's good, man. Yeah, it's a happy day today.
It's been a minute, right?
Man, let's talk about your numbers this year, man. On Spotify, dude.
Yeah, what about them, Phil?
I'm so proud of
you,
man. Yeah,
send them to me.
They're
crazy,
man.
Dog.
Because you
I've been figuring out games.
Yeah, but no, it's not just that though, man. You gotta have. I don't care if you figure out the game or not. You gotta have talent, right? You gotta have talent.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You got to stand out, right? You got to let people know you're here, right?
Yep.
So you've done all that, man, and I just love the growth. I love, since I met you, like when I met you years ago, it's been like 6 years. It's been a while, man. But
yeah,
maybe 7 years. I don't know. But when did you come out with that song All Around the World?
It was like 2017, 2018.
Yeah, that's when I started talking to you. So
yep.
I was scrolling through my videos of indie artists, like new videos at night. You know me, Maddie. And so, like, I was scrolling through, and I heard him, and I was like, dude, like, I want to meet this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to work with him. I liked his energy.
Yeah.
I liked his flow, and you could tell there was something different, right? And so you're a good dude, man. It's not just you're a good artist. You're a good person. And
No doubt.
I appreciate you as a person too, man. You're a great man. So
I appreciate it. Yeah, we linked up probably around maybe like late 2018. I think you hit me up in the summer because Cool Boy was doing like a show in Vegas.
I
think he was doing like a show.
Right before I talked to Cool Boy. Yeah.
I was thinking. Yeah, you were a man. We had a show, I think, with like Duke or something. where he was top locking for Snoop in Vegas. You were asking me to link up with him, and I think we never ended up linking up. But then you invited me to Pop Talk Radio, right? Pop Talk TV.
Yes.
Pop Lock.
Yeah. Pop Lock Talk.
And then Pop Lock Talk. Yeah. And then we did that, and then I think from there on we started working. You know, I got to meet Mac Drama through you, and kind of learn the business through you. And Mac, really, to tell you the truth, I think you guys kind of schooled me to the business a lot, which I do really appreciate it. You guys did put me on to some information that, you know, as an up and coming artist, I feel like you needed to know. You know.
Yeah, you got to know that stuff. But here's the thing, Sandman, you utilized it. That's the thing. And see, a lot of people don't do that. You know, when I met Cool Boy, Cool Boy's always been Cool Boy, you know what I mean? But he wasn't utilizing his social media and doing the things that he could do and, like, just know the game. And he's grown in numbers, you know what I mean, since...
I've noticed he's cooking daily now, I think Cool Boy's grilling, he is,
and I told him, you know, when I started working with him, I was like, man, because, you know, first of all, we all aren't promised tomorrow, but, you know, I've been battling cancer and stuff and going through this stuff, and so I told him, I was like, man, I can manage you right now, but I'm sick, but if I give you knowledge and something happens to me, you'll always have it. Right?
True.
So
true.
If you utilize it, though, right?
I mean, I think that's kind of where you stood with me, too, because, I mean, obviously you were sick at the time. That's why you kind of turned into the Mac Drummond. And obviously me and Drummond did, you know, our run, which, you know, like I said, like, you know, I appreciate Mac for everything he did. He did definitely help me out, too.
Yeah, for sure. But, let me just tell everybody, Matt, you still there?
Yeah, of course. I don't mind you guys chatting it up. I like music. Yeah.
All right. Let me tell everybody your numbers on Spotify this year. You had 1.2 million listeners. 18,000 hours of listening. 1.2 million streams. 54,200 listeners, 160 countries.
That's what's cool, man.
Think about that.
That's what's up.
Yeah. That,
I'm proud of you,
pretty cool. I appreciate it, man. Yeah. I just, you know, to me, it's like you accomplish something, but you're always thinking about, you know, what's next. You know, it's just like, and I think it's being an artist.
Well,
I don't think we can.
Right. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think we get to slow down and smell the coffee at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud of my numbers, but now I'm always thinking about, like, you know, what's next? What's going to get me to that next level?
Exactly. That's the beauty of that. That's a true go-getter, man. As you can see stuff, like, you know, today we're celebrating 1 year, right? But, I mean, I got plans for Shell and I, and she has plans for us, and she has her own plans. I got my own plans. But it's always about, yo, you can sit and, you know, have a glass of champagne on that milestone, but yo, tomorrow it's back to work, you know.
Yeah,
and you gotta just keep going.
And that's what it is. And it's funny because my girl is like, you're always thinking about what's next. You can't just sit there and enjoy the moment. It's hard. I feel like it's hard. You always gotta think of what's next because it's all about consistency at the end of the day too. I've taken breaks too for like, hell, you know, you take little breaks here and there. People like, you know, people don't forget about you, but they notice, you know?
Well, you got to understand that we're in the hardest industry in the world. Okay. This and being an actor or whatever, anything in media, you have to stay relevant. You know what I mean?
True.
Like you have to stay consistently relevant. And the thing is, you can't just go touting the same. If you want to move up and for people not to just, like, okay, it's cool if you get, like, I don't know, if you're Brad Pitt and shit, you can afford not making a movie for, like, you know, 5 years. But people who are moving up and up, you got to make quality product consistently, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Like that's what it is. So I mean,
and
it's,
even
it's
the people that
you know?
Take that break for 5 years, man, you notice a big difference. Because guess what? There's always somebody out there coming up right behind you.
Yep.
Yeah. But
always
see, nowadays,
somebody
now,
right there.
Nowadays we don't have legends. Okay, so even I don't know why I brought that Brad Pitt up, but he's a legend. Do you know what I'm saying? Like he's but in hip hop, in music, you can be replaced in a second. You know, there's no real legends like those girls, Aretha Franklin.
Those
like,
legends became
I
legends
mean,
when there wasn't what there is today. You got to remember that.
Yeah,
too.
Not yeah. I know that, but the thing is, they make consistent shit, and they can afford to do whatever, make the occasional Christmas album every 5 years. But in this industry right now, with the internet. And people just posting whatever TikTok videos and shit like that. You got to make quality shit consistently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I've been on TikTok
ahead,
a lot lately. I was gonna say I've been on TikTok a lot lately because that's
I know.
Like, yeah, that's my new thing, man. That's like
I know,
because
man.
In this industry, you have to go where the people are still working.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I'm
saying? I'm proud
and
of you
if you're
I
with artists
that
are working. They're already on there anyway, right? So
TikTok
is just growing and growing and growing.
Yeah,
well, hold down the
fort
for us on that.
I would say right now TikTok and Instagram got to be the two most dominant platforms.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook
Absolutely.
is Facebook is still there, but I feel like Facebook is kind of phased out as the years progress.
For older people, what my kids say.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what the kids say. It's for older people, and that's what I feel like. I feel like Instagram has gravitated towards you know an older audience, to where now Instagram and TikTok are competing to see who's like, you know, who's gonna be number one. I'm a big TikTok fan. You know, I mean, I'm a big Instagram fan. You know me, Phil.
Yeah.
I live on
Instagram.
I
haven't used it as much, to be honest with you.
Nah, people are going to TikTok. I know. I realize a lot of people are going to TikTok.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm telling everybody as an artist right now or anybody listening and you want to be an artist, you need to go to TikTok. If you don't have a TikTok account, you better get one.
It's because you can collaborate with other people and kind of, you know, feed off of their audience.
Well, I think
you know.
That, listen, they have live streams during the day too, Sin. And that's a lot of things I think that artists, there's a lot of artists on there that I have never heard of, and they're fucking talented, dude. But
they're
when you go look them up, they've got numbers. They've got numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's
going hand in hand. No, TikTok definitely helps. I'm still trying to figure out TikTok, because TikTok won't let me use my own music. That's the annoying thing when I do TikTok. Anytime I try to do like clips of my own music. Yeah, it gives me a copyright claim. I'm not sure. Well, I got to figure it out. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'll send you the address to write them.
Yeah, let me know. Because I tried to email them, and they're not, you know. And that kind of gets annoying.
I hope they emailed me back once because they wouldn't. Anyway. Yeah, I went through the same shit with some of the artist videos on it.
My issue with Instagram is like, I mean, with TikTok is every time I try to use my own music, for some reason, and I have an artist page too because my music is next to it. So I don't know. I guess I got to figure it out with them. I got to figure it out with China, Shelly.
Well,
China,
don't ask me.
You know,
China, you got China spying on you, Shelly. You better watch out. They're gonna come for you.
Well, it's all right, man. It won't be the first person to come after me.
All right. Baby. Yo, just send them to me. I told you that.
Man, they don't want to come on my property. I promise. They have too many things that they don't want to ever meet. So,
there's two possums in the front guarding the gate. Oh, God. That is...
Anyway.
West Virginia.
So, Mount Mama. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Let's listen. Hey, Sin, did you send a new song?
Nah, I'm working on new material. I think you got a bunch of my songs. You can play whatever one.
Yeah, so which song do you want to So whichever one, can I do Unstoppable then?
Yeah, I know that's your favorite song.
Yeah, I like that track.
I'm going to get a new, I just hit him up about getting a beat from him. You know, it seems like that song, that beat goes hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think he's a good fit for you, too, as a producer. You need to tell everybody who the producer was.
But he still people. He keeps hitting me up. It's just, you know, I've been kind of, I just kind of put my money towards other things, but I do need to get a beat from him for sure. He works with Jada just too. He told me, I might be able to get a verse with Jada, but we'll figure that out. See what we can do.
Okay, tell the listeners who the producer is then.
He goes by Dwayne the Rock, DuaneDarock. He's worked with he's worked with a lot of big name artists, Jadakiss, Nicki Minaj, everybody. I mean, everybody in the industry, you know, he's worked with them. I met him actually through, I think I did a Coast to Coast, I want to say.
Yeah.
And I had to catch a music video, and I think it was like my second music video ever. And he hit me up like within hours and was like, hey, bro, I need to get you on a beat. And then, you know, I moved to L.A., worked with him again. This is the second song that we did together, which is Unstoppable. But, yeah, man, hopefully we got some other heat coming in the future. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, let us know, man.
Yeah, tell Max we're still waiting for that Gucci verse, too.
Still waiting for what?
Okay.
I didn't hear that.
That Gucci verse.
Oh.
I'm not going to go into that right now. Anyway.
Yeah, we ain't going to talk about that. That's what Max let Max know. All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. This is Sin City Cairo. Unstoppable. Let's get it.
Yeah, what's up, world? City Cairo. About to kill this motherfucking track.
I'm unstoppable.
Shout out Dwayne the Rock. We make bangers around here.
I'm unstoppable.
Let's go. Uh-huh. Straight to the top, baby.
I'm unstoppable. Unstoppable to the top, and I'm set to blow. Get the dough, make bone, let the paper flow. I done paved the road, lay down every brick. So many bangers, got a greatest hit. Three tapes in 3 years, I got my buzz up. That was the come up, now I'm running with my guns up. Never giving one fuck, Bob Harley one love. Only puffing one drug, gotta fill my lungs up. They asking who's he, the boy with the knife and scrap. She hasn't heard yet, well fuck it, where your mama at? Head busting, skull crushing, never seen him coming. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show him some. Just let me show him some. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show him some. Just let me show him some. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show him some. I'm unstoppable. I'ma get it, yeah, I'm so ready. Word plays on point and plus the flow deadly. Daddy told me if you want it, better go get it. Feel it, kill it, I'ma get it, yeah, I'm not kidding. I've been blessing, killing beats since a young boy. Fuck these retards in the game, I'm the one boy. Came out the womb in the room and started rapping. Strangled the doctor with the mic and then I stabbed him. With the hardest verses that the nurses got to clap in. Yo, this what happened when the genius gets to snapping. No mistake, can see the game is for the take. Damn, whack cats are top and I ain't even fucking hating. And I ain't even fucking hating. Whack cats are top and I ain't even fucking hating. And I ain't even fucking hating. Whack cats are top and I ain't even fucking hating. Just let me show them some. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show them. Just let me show them some. Swear the game ain't ready, let me show them some. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable.
Nice.
All right.
I need a new one of those. We gonna make it happen just for you, Kelly.
All right.
Yeah. Yo, could you get her ass working? Yo, Sin, get her ass working, dude. Because she got talent, man, but she's too busy doing shit. You got to get her. Force her into the studio, man. I've been waiting for a new song for a long time. I don't know about you, Shells, but I'm getting bored of our intro. I want a new one that you make.
Yeah,
get skin
I know
on
that's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
I will listen. Come on, to Jeff. I told you, man. January, you all, next year, son, I'm doing 12 songs. I'm going to go to a different city every month, different state, city, and I'm going to do
yo, different countries, too. You
a feature
come up.
Or something else.
Yeah, yeah, we got
you
different
hear me?
Countries, too. So he said you got to
yeah.
do a different country, girl.
Yeah, I said, yeah, come up to Canada. Do one with Mulatto and Twist, man.
Oh, we got
man,
to
man,
gotta go
do that. That sounds good. Yeah.
Nah, that's
yeah.
the goal for me. I want to go international with it for sure, man. That's the next step.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea, Maddie.
Yeah, just come stay with me like you planned, like, what, 4 months ago, 5 months ago? Yeah, come stay with
yeah.
me. You won't
life's
with
been crazy.
And, Twitch. And then, yeah, you know everything's free here. So, yeah,
yeah.
come visit one time soon.
Yeah, we'll do that, man. That sounds like a good idea. So it'll be international and stateside, y'all.
Right.
Hey, Canada
yeah.
ain't far either.
Nah,
it's
not really.
Nah.
Yeah.
We've already been international, Sim. We went to Mexico together. I mean, that is international, right?
Yeah.
Yo, Mexico is fun.
Mexico was crazy, crazy. I thought his girlfriend looked at me like I was nuts when we walked in that bar.
But we didn't know where we were going. I didn't know where I was going. I was surprised. I walked in and I was like, what the fuck? Where was I brought? It was dope, though. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun,
nah,
man.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of good times, and I appreciate you, dude. You're a good person, and you got good music.
Well, I mean, hey,
mm-hmm.
it was work. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm always down. I need, you know,
for sure.
I need management to make it happen.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I love you, man. I swear I do. I'm going to, yeah, I do. I really do. All right, we'll talk later, man. That's all I got to say. We'll talk later, dude.
We'll talk later.
I'm getting starting to get tired, man. It's been a long freaking day.
I had a long year today with it.
Can you believe it? 1 year, dude. We've been doing this for 1 year now. Maddie? 1 year.
Mhm. I know. I still can't get it through my skull. Honestly. But yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And we've had 1.6 million listeners.
Oh,
and that's
you go.
Combined 1.7
after tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I know that's right. But all right. Well, then I'm gonna put you back into listening. Appreciate you being on, man. And
yeah,
I'm gonna play some videos on TikTok of you, so you'll be seeing you tagged in some.
Hey, I was gonna say, send me whatever you got of me, Shell. I like to post it too. I saw
all
that
right.
you had in the Pop Lock TV with me, you, and Cool Boy freestyling. If you could send that to me, that'd be cool. Yeah, if you could send
right,
that to
I
me,
that'd
be cool. All
yeah,
right.
I can do
and
that.
Whatever
that was
you, fun. Whatever you got from when we were working, if you can send that, I'm down. Definitely need some.
You know, I got
a ton
of stuff. I even got one of you with a filter on where you weren't looking and you became a clown. That was hilarious.
Yeah, send me all that stuff.
All right, I will, man. All right. I will put you back in the list. Thanks for being part of our first year. We love you, man.
Yep. Love you, man.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you guys. Mad love.
Take care, my brother.
Yeah.
One.
I love that boy. Man, I love that man. He's my boy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool, dude. He's one of those
right,
polite
listen,
gangsters. I like that shit.
Here's what I... Yeah. Man, I think he matches Dwayne Drock's beats really well. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gets his energy from the beat. When somebody feels
Yeah, we got to keep him there.
And they're with a good producer that they can feel, they make amazing music, you know?
100.
Listen, everybody, it's getting late, so I'm going to say this. If you do not have your hand up and you are wanting to talk or you're here for an interview, press 1 now.
You're exhausted, man.
Yeah, man.
It was a long day
for you. I'm starting to get like, you know, the kids need to get in bed. We got school in the morning, and I'm just getting tired. Dude.
Well, I'm gonna say that, yo, for every one of our listeners for the past year, and trust, we're gonna keep doing what we do, bringing you the freshest artists. Hopefully, you know, obviously, fun commentary. And, yeah, we're going to keep at this. Right, Shells? We ain't stopping this.
No, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for the support.
I mean, I'm going to get to you if you're on here. I promise you. I will get to you. You know, I just might not get to everybody. If you don't put your hand up, all right? That's all I'm saying. So I want to bring Suck It Up on real quick. He's not too high.
Oh, he's going to be fucking high as a kite.
I know, right? Suck it up.
Yo.
Yo.
Why the fuck are you bothering me?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm fucked up.
What did you think of the show, homie?
The show is always super lit.
Yeah, but this one was dope.
This was super dope. It was super dope. You know what I'm saying? It was messed up for me because I was listening. The next thing you know, I was like, I can't listen no more. What happened? So I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
And then it went dead air for
me. He texted me, and I told him
I told him to call back in, and he couldn't hear again. Anyways, yo, fuck it up. Oh,
well, see, I
heart.
Didn't get to him until later on because, I mean, I'm handling everybody else's shit. So sometimes we'll text through the show, you know what I'm saying? So I'll just answer him when I can. It took me a while, so I'm glad you were here.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah. You guys are so – honestly, I wish I was hanging out with both of you. I wish there was three of us just all hanging out right now by a campfire. Cause I'm smashed.
We are good.
Shows high. You're high. Anyway,
we gotta
fuck it up.
What's up,
Milton? I wanted to tell you something from the bottom of my heart, and I know Shells is gonna tell you something else. Well, her own. But we appreciate you. You're one of the cool. I just got to know you as like know you better recently, and you're one of the coolest cats I've ever met, sweetheart. Just your lust for life is amazing, and honestly, you're a huge part of this show. So I just wanted to thank you for making us laugh every week. You know what I mean? And thanks for being on time and for being a support. And I hope I'm always a support to you. So much love, my homie.
Yeah.
Oh, blessings. I appreciate
you.
Yes, sir. Maddie Mac.
I appreciate you, too. I appreciate the fact that you look up your shit and you get it together every week. That's awesome of you.
Yeah.
And,
well,
you know,
I learned from the best.
You took out the time. Yeah, that's right, you did.
But you take care of Shells when I can't be around, man. You talk to her on a different level than I do. You guys have a lot more in common, so there's certain things. So I really appreciate the fact you take care of her when there's certain things I just don't understand. You know what I mean? So much love, my man. And you are just a part of this as the two of us. Happy anniversary to both you guys.
Happy anniversary, man. Of course, love. Love to both you guys. You know, I do this for you guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, you guys brought me on. And like I said, you know, I'm not to where I'm at now. You feel me? So it's like, you know, I like doing what I do, and you know, it's for us, you know, and you know, huh?
Yeah, I get
it. Now I'm up.
And
now I'm standing up. Yeah, now I'm standing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
In my covers, fat. put it with my one flipper here. But anyways, no, I'm good. I have one flipper.
That's fucking up to the teeth.
Yo,
I can see you right now, too, dude.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you only had a camera in here, if I had a camera in my studio, like, oh, shit, damn. Did he just? But, yo, you know what I'm saying? I got to do the weird shit. You know what I mean? It's that real shit. But blessings, though, too, to you guys. Salute. Happy holidays, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Blessings to start. Hey, go ahead. What you going to say, Sally? Go ahead. Ladies first.
All right.
Me.
Hey, listen. Suck it up, man.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you, man. And Callie Prada, what happened to him, man? He was supposed to be on.
What happened?
I think we lost a lot of callers, girl. We probably lost like a third of our callers in that thing or whatever Log Talk did. Mm-hmm. I think it's fucked up. I think the phones were too blown up. Honestly, I don't think it can handle that many callers, man. Yeah.
It's been a crazy night.
I was calling, and it was rejecting my calls. So that's why I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Then that's why I decided to text you, Maddie, to explain. And you told me to go to reach out to Shells, and then Shell. Then I was like, okay, let me just call again. And then it went through.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people didn't fucking get on. Whatever. I'm sure their hearts are with us, and we appreciate it. Yeah, well, no, I mean, yeah, anyone who tried to get on, yo, we love you, no doubt. If you were invited to come on or you want to come on, trust, you are more than welcome on. But, yeah, we can't help technical shit. That's one thing we learned about this last year. We can't help technical
shit.
Yeah,
sure.
That part, but we still bring it through, though. You know what I'm saying? We still bring it through, you know what I'm saying? Happy anniversary.
So, you know, I think we should go ahead and play a Callie Prada song and then head out for the night, guys, because I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
too.
So are we going to head out now and then play the song, or are we going to play the song and then head out?
I'm going to play the song and then head out.
No, I mean, like, do we say our goodbyes right now or after the song?
Yeah, you can say goodbye now.
Okay.
All right, Maddie Matt. I'm calling you later on, Maddie Matt. And go ahead, Shells, ladies first.
You all go ahead because I got to have the last word.
Okay. Anyways, I said it before. I said it again. Thank you for all the listeners. We love y'all. We love the support. And we hope you have a good time on this show. We ain't going to stop it. So thanks for tuning in. And, love you, Shells. You know that, obviously.
Thank you, Maddie.
Milton, love you too. And
I love you, Fuck It Up. What Callie Prada song are we going to listen to?
Yo, his last one was pretty good. The last one he sent in.
The Duda remix one. The one that you like. The remix.
Yeah.
You don't know my name.
Yeah, Shell, do you remember? Yo,
yeah, there it is.
Yo, fuck it up.
You don't know?
Yeah, there you go. You don't know. Yeah, you go.
Yeah. All right. Guys, thank you so much for being a part. Thank you for coming on this show and helping me with this shit every week. I love you guys. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, artists.
Yeah. Yes, the artists.
Thank
that's right.
Thank you. For this Emmy, I appreciate it. And yeah, I'm high.
Hurry up. Right. I got a drink. Let's go.
I love you guys.
Love you guys.
I love you guys.
Hey, you guys out there.
Callie Prada,
sure,
you all. You don't know. CALPRODUK. Let's get it.
One.
Money on, money never long. Somehow I'm always wrong. That's why I made this song. I had to let you know that. Business going on. What the fuck you been on? Lemons look like something.
some waves, surfing swag on. Stay focused on them goals, and we can got that bag on. They thinking trying to brag, but you really don't. So stop acting like you do. Kelly product.
All right, guys, I lied. I'm going to give a shout-out to the people that believed in us when we started the show, Cash Me Out Records in California, GMG for Life, International Stop the Bullying and Violence, God's Chosen One, Moon Wasp, Hair Trigger, Breadheads, and Girls Hustle Harder. Much love to everybody.
Yeah.
Wait. Somebody in here, we only got 90 seconds. Wait, I think it might be rapid. Hold on.
Man, that sucks. We lost all those people.
Are you there? Hello? Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, man. I think I fucked it up. It's going out,
man,
in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
we
got
to
go sit on the platform. We got to have them all back next door. So, I don't know. We got to get the rest. All right.
Much love, everybody. It's going out.
Bye, babe.
Bye.